that drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
If you have a wet basement, you've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit moneypit.com, click on ideas and tips, then click repair and improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast, from floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you with your home improvement and decor projects. Our mission is to educate, to inspire, to help you build some confidence on the projects you guys would like to get done, and to kind of pretty much simply guide you on how to get it done. Get it done once, get it done right, so you don't have to get it done again. But your job is to first help yourself by picking up the phone, because this is a participation show. We welcome your calls at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's program, as summer heat starts to fade, now is a very good time to plan for end of summer projects. Kind of set you up for the cooler months ahead. We're going to walk you through five projects that will save you time, money, and help you avoid some potentially very expensive repairs when the cold weather arrives.
Plus, your garage sure gets a workout in the fall and the winter, which is why now is a great time to fix up that garage floor. We're going to have some tips on the best way that you can get this done using epoxy paint.
And speaking of painting, you know, painting the exterior job, you know, Leslie, that's a job that you got to do every, say, 5 to 10 years. But, man, it is not one you look forward to. I mean, it's a lot of work. But more and more people are taking on the job themselves, so we figure why not help with a few pro house painting tips to speed that project along.
And can you imagine a breezy summer evening in your backyard with fireflies dancing around and you and your family watching your favorite movie? I mean, this has definitely been a big trend in this pandemic summer. Everybody's screening outdoor movies. So we're going to help you build your own backyard movie screen. Plus, we're going to help one listener get started with the right tools, because we're giving away the Arrow T25X wire stapler to help.
Plus, we've got an Arrow T50 to go in that package. They're going out to one caller drawn at random. To qualify, pick up the phone and call us, or post your question at moneypit.com. That number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading over to Florida, we've got Beverly on the line, who's got a question about siding. What's going on? Are you installing it yourself?
It's just a shed, and it's 10 by 10, and I had some siding that I got, some vinyl siding. And I wanted to put it on the shed, and I figured the shed's only 8 feet high, so I'd be able to, you know, put it on myself.
Okay.
But I heard conflicting opinions about whether I should use screws or nails.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So, you know, one hardware store guy goes, use screws, another one says, use nails. And it's going on Oriental strand board, and then I put tar paper.
Yeah. So it's not a tough question. It's not even a close question. You're going to use nails. And not only are you going to use nails, you're going to use nails and you're not going to drive them home. You're not going to drive them to where they're solidly banging that siding into the Orient strand board. Vinyl siding has some peculiarities to its installation method. So, you know, of course, you start low, right? And the pieces interlock. Now, if you'll notice, vinyl siding doesn't have nail holes. It has nail slots. And that's for a really important reason. The vinyl has a really big expansion ratio. So if you put the vinyl siding on too tight where it can't slide, it's going to buckle and looks terrible. You can always see a bad siding job on the south side of the house when the sun hits it and it buckles. And that's because the siding was nailed on too solidly. So you're going to use like a flathead nail, like a roofing nail would be fine or something like that. And you want to just put it in the center of the slot and you don't want to make it tight. You want to leave enough space. When you're done, you should be able to grab that piece of siding and slide back and forth in the slot. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And if it slides back and forth, that's perfect. That's exactly what you want. It's not going to fall off. It's not going to blow away. But because you've put it on loosely that way, it'll be able to expand and contract and not buckle. Okay?
Well, I'm glad you told me because the first I put the screw in and I put it in tight.
Yeah, that's natural. That's what we are sort of destined to do, is to really always make stuff really strong and tight. But when it comes to siding and then vinyl siding, it's just not done that way, and that's why.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Bev. Good luck with the project. Thanks for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Next up, we've got Daryl in Louisiana. What's going on at your Money Pit?
I have an older house, probably in early 70s, and it has the old-time windows, just single glass pane, and I have a couple of good-sized picture windows, like 9 feet across or something like that. And they're big, and I lose a lot of energy there. One of them is on the south, on the west side, so I get that afternoon hot sun.
Yeah.
And I want to know if it would be better use of my money to replace the window with a new updated double pane, you know, nice modern window, or put some insulation in the attic, which the attic also needs insulation because there's not, you know, there's not much up there. I know I can definitely use some insulation. What would be the best use of the money?
All right, so a couple of things come to mind. So first of all, regardless of what you do with this window situation, I definitely would put more insulation in the attic. That's kind of a no-brainer. You're always going to get a good return on investment on that. So if you had, you know, if you had 8 inches of fiberglass insulation and you could add 8 or 10 or 12 more, you want to use unfaced fiberglass bats and then just stack them perpendicular to what you have. You have to trade off storage space. I don't know if you have a floor in that attic because you can't crush the insulation, but putting more insulation in that space is always going to make sense, economic and comfort-wise.
Up there now, it looks like it was blown insulation. It's like little pieces of foam or whatever it is. And I can, most of the places I can see the rafters, you know, it's not above the rafters, which would be, I guess, 8 inches. But if I start putting insulation in there, I have all the wiring, like for the light sockets and all that, all the wiring is on top of that. So would I just put the insulation up, you know, on top of the wiring?
Yep. Yeah. You can have the wiring run through the fiberglass bats. When you say rafters, I think you're referring to the ceiling joists. The rafters are what's carrying the roof. What you don't want to do is you don't want to go all the way at the overhang from the ceiling joists up into those rafters, because then you'd be blocking off any ventilation that you had at the overhang. So make sure that you allow for that ventilation. That's important in that situation. But no, there's no reason to worry about covering, as long as you have, when was your house built?
It's probably 72.
Okay. So, yeah, so you have traditional non-metallic wire. If you had a really old house, we'd have a different discussion about why you can't cover electrical wiring. But for a house like that, you can certainly put the insulation right on top of that wiring, and I think it's going to make a big difference. Now, back to those picture windows, you have really two options there. So, yes, you could replace them, and it is a big project, and it's an expensive project. Or you could maybe buy yourself some time by just picking up some solar shades. They're reflective on one side, and they help to kind of, you know, redirect that heat back outside so it doesn't overwhelm the house and add to the cooling load. It's going to be a lot less expensive. They're not nearly as attractive. Or if you do replace the window, you're going to use a low-E glass, which basically means it has an emissivity coating that reflects the UV of the sunlight back outside. So you'll find a huge difference if you put in insulated panels with a UV coating. And most of the Energy Star certified glass has that now anyway. But it's just a, you know, it's a huge difference in terms of cost. So it really depends on what you want to do. And you might, if you are going to do that, you could think about breaking it down, you know, doing the, those, I think you said you had some that were facing west, and I don't know if it's something that faces south, but do the western, southern face first because that gets the most solar gain.
Now, back to the insulation real quick. What's the best kind, the kind that you would just, like, blow in, like, in there now, or getting some kind that rolls out?
Can you get around that attic as it is right now? Can you walk around it even?
I can, but I'm walking on the ceiling joists, you know.
On the tops of the ceiling joists, yeah. I mean, if it was me, I would use unfaced fiberglass bats. It's a lot easier. If you want to go blown in, you got to rent the machine for that, and, you know, just another layer of complication you don't have to deal with. I would put unfaced fiberglass bats. I would lay them perpendicular to the joists. And I would probably, you know, pick up, I don't know, 10, 12, 14-inch thick bats and just lay them edge to edge right on top of the joist. You have a whole new layer of insulation there. It'll make a big difference for you year-round.
Okay, great. I really appreciate it.
Yep, good luck with that project, Daryl. Thanks for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We are almost at the tail end of summer here, guys. I know we're going to get some warm weekends in September, so keep those summer projects coming in. But let us help you get those last-minute things done so you can have a small family gathering for Labor Day. Whatever it is, we are here to lend a hand. So give us a call 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT.
And as we get closer to the end of the summer season, we've got five projects that will save you time, money, and help you avoid costly repairs to talk about. That's next when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Drivers, start your engines.
Have you ever imagined the thrill of driving a NASCAR race car by yourself? You can by entering the Money Pit's Rev Your Engine sweepstakes with NASCAR Race Experience. Five winners will get the thrill of a lifetime. Following instruction, you'll get behind the wheel and drive a NASCAR race car for a timed racing session on one of the nation's premier speedways. Enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Have you ever noticed home projects tend to creep up on you? When that happens, HomeAdvisor can find local pros to help you get the job done right. With the HomeAdvisor app, you can get matched with the best home pros for your projects. You can even book and pay for over 100 everyday home projects with just a few taps. Plus, you can see the tasks trending in your neighborhood. Whether you need a last-minute fix or an exciting new upgrade, HomeAdvisor is standing by, ready to do everything to fix your everything. Download the HomeAdvisor app to get started today.
It's been a long, hot summer, and if the sun, heat, and barbecues have left your lawn with brown spots or weeds, I've found a great solution called Sunday. Sunday provides toxic-free lawn nutrients shipped right to your door, right when you need them. They make lawn care easy and less expensive. I went to GetSunday.com, entered my address, and Sunday created a custom plan based on my soil, climate, and lawn in seconds. Sunday even provided a satellite image of my house with every lawn area mapped out. With this heat, your lawn needs care and feeding now. Go to GetSunday.com and get started with their summer plan. Sunday products apply with a garden hose, and they'll ship you a custom box with everything you need. Get started on a better-looking lawn today at GetSunday.com. Enter promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT, for $20 off the summer plan.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. Presented by HomeAdvisor, the fast and easy way to find the right pro for any kind of home project. You can also reach us by submitting your question on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, to find top local home improvement pros to help with any home project, just go to HomeAdvisor.com.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
So glad you're here with us today. If you've got a question about your home improvement project, you need to call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, presented by Home Advisor.
With Home Advisor, you can get matched with top home service pros in your area, read reviews, and book appointments online or by downloading the Home Advisor app.
That's right. No matter the type of job, Home Advisor will do everything to fix your everything. Hey, you can also listen to us on the Money Pit podcast, where you'll get exclusive podcast content. The podcast is available at moneypit.com/podcast. You'll find links to all your favorite sites there where you can grab the show. And you can always call us with those questions whenever you're listening at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if you enjoy hanging out in your backyard on these lovely summer evenings, then building a movie screen might be a very fun project for you to take on. It's actually pretty easy. You basically build a frame out of 2x lumber, then attach a white bedsheet to that frame and mount it on a wall or against a fence, wherever you've got space for your family and your friends to gather around. Now, if you want to step-by-step, head on over to arrowfastener.com and click on projects. You've got all the details there, including a complete materials list and photos of each step.
And one tool that makes getting this project done super easy is the T25X WireMate wire stapler. It's a handy ergonomic cable tacker. You can use it for all your wiring projects. We've got one to give away today to one lucky listener, along with a T50 stapler and a supply of staples. So give us a call. That winner is going to be drawn at random from those that reach us on today's show. The number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
All right, now we've got Lynn in Delaware on the line, who's got a leak in the basement that's as if somebody's turned a faucet on. What's going on?
Well, last Thursday we had a torrential rain in Delaware, and okay. I was so afraid of trees falling in the rain, I ran down to my basement immediately. And about maybe 2 minutes being down there, I hear sound like somebody turned on a faucet. So okay. I look behind the where the faucet is. It comes from the inside. The water pipe comes from the outside onto the inside. Water was just gushing. It was just gushing in, just like a faucet.
So it was coming around the pipe where the pipe comes through the wall?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yep. All right. So that makes sense. You know, what happens is when you get a torrential rain like that, it's going to find the path of the easiest path and the path of least resistance. And the holes that are drilled through foundation walls for things like plumbing, like the hose bib in your case, are going to provide an easy entry. So what I would tell you is a couple of things. Now, it probably only happens when you get maybe a severe downpour like this, maybe even one that's fueled by rain. But I would, number one is I would take silicone, and you can buy a tube of silicone and a little can squeeze tube, or you can buy one and just put into a caulking gun. And I would seal the gap around where the pipe comes through the foundation wall. All right, so next I want you to do the same thing on the inside. This is going to stop what happened to you most recently. But the other thing I want you to do is to take a look, if you can, at the drainage conditions outside that wall, because you might find that maybe you have an overflowing gutter there, or that you have soil that is sort of settling down and maybe it's moving too much water towards that area of the wall. I don't know how high up this hose bib is, but generally the roof and surface drainage conditions are what starts this all, and it's an easy fix. You just got to figure out what it is. Downspouts are also really important to check. Most of the time when the gutter companies put them in, they drop them pretty close to the foundation, but we always like to see them extended out 4 or 5 feet. So you're moving all that water out away from that wall, and if you can kind of move it out and keep it away, you're going to find that the whole space is a lot drier. And in your particular case, with this little gusher that happened, sealing the area around the pipe should stop that from happening the next time.
Oh, Okay. Now, another thing that I'm wondering, now that you said about the ground settling and everything, this particular step where I've had groundhogs.
Groundhogs,
yeah. Dig under there, and I'm wondering if they could have moved the dirt and made a path or something to this.
Yeah, they may have. They may have. Generally, the first 4 to 6 feet, you want to do what you can to keep the soil sloping away from the walls. Those first few feet. So if it does settle in, you just add clean fill dirt, not topsoil, but just fill dirt, very inexpensive, and you pack it in there and you slope it away. Then you could put some mulch or you could put some topsoil and grass over that, but you want to have that soil sloping away, and then it's going to settle every once in a while, and especially if you get any overflowing gutters, it'll just erode and wash away. So that maintaining that sort of slope and that space to keep the walls as dry as possible is important, and it really does help solve a lot of problems with water in the basement and even dampness in the basement.
Okay. I appreciate that. That's what I will do then. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Well, as summer heat starts to fade away, now is a good time to plan some of those end-of-season projects. We put together a short list of 4 projects that will save you some time, some money, and help avoid costly repairs down the road. Here are a few of those that should take place before that weather begins to change.
All right. First up, now is a great time to fix a swimming pool leak. Now, here's why. A small leak that appears during the summer months can become major repairs during the winter if a freeze-thaw cycle opens up that crack to be an even bigger leak. So you want to make sure you find and fix any of those small leaks now before you put that cover on for winter.
Next, and this is one it's really hard to think about right now, Leslie, that's clean the furnace when it's 9 degrees out.
Yeah, I'm not putting the heat on.
Yeah, hard to think about that, but here's why. You know, once it starts to get a little bit colder, the HVAC companies get really, really busy servicing those machines. Anytime you have especially if you have a gas or an oil or a propane system, it's got to be clean because just like your car, if you don't clean it once in a while, if you don't get a tune-up once in a while, it starts to run rough and it can be dangerous. So get in line now when demand is low. Get those technicians out to fix your furnace, do the service on it, change out the filters, and you'll be good to go on the first chilly day you want to turn it on.
All right, and you've also got to look for leaks in general around your money pit. Now, summer is a major time for water damage to occur in and around the home. Those summer storms popped off maybe some roof shingles. Perhaps you've got a leaking AC unit. And, you know, there's some other common sources where water can lead to mold, mildew, and then wood rot if it's not repaired quickly. So now really is the time to get those jobs done.
And while you're putting away your summer belongings, be sure to check out the condition of your driveway. This is a project I did last year, and I'm really glad I did because the driveway was looking a bit worn. If your driveway has cracks or potholes, the end of the summer is a great time to make those repairs. Patching is something you can do yourself. There are products available at home centers, or you could have a pro come in and do it for you. Now is a great time before that freeze-thaw cycle kicks in because, and we mentioned that earlier, you know, when it gets wet and the moisture that gets in the driveway or in the wall or in the wherever freezes, it expands, and that really tears up those surfaces. So do it now, and you'll be good to go for the season.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. What are you working on this weekend? If it's your tan, we can't help, although I have to tell you, I am the tannest I've ever been in my whole life this summer, so perhaps I could actually help you with that. But if it's your house, the two of us here have got you covered. So give us a call now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor.
You know, home projects have never been easier. You can find top local pros, book, and even pay for over 100 everyday projects with clear upfront pricing on the Home Advisor app.
Coming up, garages, they really get a workout in the fall and winter season, which is why now you've got a great time to fix up your floor. We're going to share some tips on the best way to get this project done using epoxy paint when the Money Pit returns.
Money Pit. You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Whether it's a repair or major remodel, Home Advisor can help match you with the right local pro for your project in seconds. Just download the Home Advisor app. Home Advisor, they'll do everything to fix your everything.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
If you've got questions on your home, on projects you'd like to get done now, on projects you're planning for the cooler days ahead, give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT because we are here to help you get that job done once, get it done right, so you can not have to do it again, and all you have to concentrate on is relaxation. How's that sound, Leslie?
I like it. John in Pennsylvania is on the line and has a question about flooring. What can we do for you today?
We're about to become homeowners, and we need to rip up some carpet, and we want to install hardwood flooring. We were curious how far you have to leave it away from your new floor, away from the wall.
Is it pre-finished hardwood, John?
Yeah, it's all finished, yep.
Okay, well, that's great. Now, I would recommend probably around half of an inch. You want to make it so that a piece of baseboard molding plus shoe molding will cover it. So between baseboard and shoe molding, you've probably got about an inch to an inch and a quarter of overlap, so to speak. So generally about a half inch will work. Most of the flooring manufacturers will give you specific advice on what the gap should be, but I say generally about a half inch is fine. And remember, that's a half inch away from the drywall because even you have space under the drywall as well that adds another half inch. That should give you plenty of room for expansion and contraction.
Okay. And then the other question was, when we get the new floors delivered, they said you have to leave it a certain amount of time before we install it to get, I guess, acclimated to our weather.
Yeah, you want to acclimate it to the space that it's going to be in, because if it comes like really cold, for example, it's going to kind of shrink, and then if it expands, it could buckle up. So you want to just put it in the room that you're going to install it in and leave it there for a good couple of days to acclimate.
Okay, great.
Good luck with that project. It's very exciting. This is your first house?
Yeah, first house, yep.
All right, well, good luck.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, a garage is for housing your cars, but these days, seriously, who puts their car in a garage? I certainly don't. I mean, you definitely put everything else in there, but so many families do use the garage as the main entrance to their home, and then the rest of the area could be a workshop, a hobby space, maybe even a socially distant home gym. Well, with the garage getting so much wear and tear, it makes sense to give the floors a protective coating that's going to do double duty. It's going to work well, but also beautify the space.
Well, that's right. Garage floors need to look good, but they also need to be able to handle some pretty severe conditions. I mean, we're talking about road salt dropping off the car. It's very corrosive, and it's got to be able to do that all winter long. So probably one of the best options is an epoxy floor coating. It goes on like paint, and it's a good project to do in a weekend. It's not terribly difficult, which makes it perfect for DIYers.
Okay, so now walk us through the process. How do we start this project so that we don't, you know, mess it up? Because I know it's kind of like a chemical reaction, right?
Yeah, it's a bit of a chemistry project. So, and just like most painting projects, it starts with prep, except when it comes to the epoxy floor systems, there is an acid wash step. It kind of etches the surface, and it makes sure that the paint can properly stick, because adhesion, of course, that is really, really important. And next comes the epoxy. Now, the difference about working with epoxy compared to regular paint is that it is a two-part process. When you buy the epoxy garage floor paints, one part is the paint and one part is the hardener. You need to mix them together as directed so a chemical reaction does occur and allows the paint to dry to a really hard, durable finish. Now, you can't like mix it together and go, you know what, this is a really good time for me to take lunch, because once it's mixed, the epoxy has about 2 hours to 2.5 hours of sort of can life, so you don't want to mix up any more than you can use at that one time. And whenever you're painting a floor, it's a good idea to work in what I call like a 2 foot deep kind of a circle, like 2 foot by 6 foot kind of area. I kind of like to work in arcs and then I walk backwards, and then you apply the finish in a perpendicular direction. So you're getting good coverage that way, and you're making some progress and you're moving it along.
Now, with this product or this type of product, is it multiple coats? Is it one coat? How do you know when you've kind of got enough?
Well, I will say that the pros usually do at least two coats. They let the first one dry overnight and then apply a second. And there is something that can be done to dress up the floor even further and kind of hide inconsistencies or imperfections, and that is you can add color flakes to the epoxy. There's different colors of these flakes, and they give it a little bit of a texture. And some folks go a step further than that, and they'll add a clear coat on top of that. But I would say at least two coats if you're a DIYer.
All right. Now, if you don't want to deal with epoxy, maybe the thought of, you know, sort of having a time limit or mixing these things together, is there another product that we can be using that'll give us the same durability but maybe not be such a process?
Well, I mean, if you don't want to paint the floor, and if you are going to paint it all, I would use epoxy. But if you don't want to do that, there are other options. You could use a sheet product, which basically rolls down. It's very thick, usually has a, sort of like a textured or almost a diamond plate kind of surface to it, and it's typically rubber, so you can use a sheet flooring product like that designed for the exterior space that the garage is. Or you can use floor tiles. There are garage floor tiles, and I did this, by the way. These look like a puzzle piece. They have interconnecting edges, and they're pretty
big. Is it almost like a gym floor?
Yeah, I wouldn't say a gym floor. You mean the kind where it's like the foam is like locked together?
Yeah.
Not really. It's a hard tile.
No, so these
tile.
Are hard.
It's a hard tile, right. And it has a puzzle edge to it. And the tiles were about 20 inches square from what I remember. And we basically just locked them together and stacked them together. And we were able to order tiles in different colors and make kind of an attractive pattern.
That's fun.
And that's what we did in my sort of shop slash garage, which is a space I spend a fair amount of time in. So I wanted it to be nice. And that's a little bit more expensive than the epoxy products. But you certainly have the options. And I think now's a really good time to think about that. If you've never done this before, you're going to really enjoy seeing how clean, organized, and finished a beautiful floor. And there's one more benefit to doing this project, Leslie. It forces you to empty the entire garage. So you have to clean it at the same time.
Oh, that is a project. All right. Good tips. Remember, you can call us anytime 24/7. Just give us a ring at 888-MONEYPIT. Well, when the weather cools down, you might consider that that would be a great time to paint the exterior of your house. If you're thinking of taking on this project, we're going to share some tips that will help you make sure that you'll have a great job that's going to last for years next.
You live in a bonnie pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickRete.com. It's been a long, hot summer, and if the sun, heat, and barbecuing has left your lawn with brown spots or weeds, we found a great solution called Sunday.
Sunday provides toxic-free lawn nutrients shipped right to your door right when you need them. They make lawn care easy and less expensive. I went to GetSunday.com, entered my address, and Sunday created a custom plan based on my soil, climate, and lawn in seconds. Sunday even provided a satellite image of my house with every lawn area mapped out.
With this heat, your lawn needs care and feeding now. Go to GetSunday.com and get started with their summer plan. Sunday products apply with a garden hose, and they'll ship you a custom box with everything you need.
Get started on a better-looking lawn at GetSunday.com. Enter promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT, for $20 off the summer plan.
Have you ever noticed home projects tend to creep up on you? When that happens, HomeAdvisor can find local pros to help you get the job done right. With the HomeAdvisor app, you can get matched with the best pros for your projects. You can even book and pay for over 100 everyday home projects with just a few taps. Plus, see the tasks trending in your neighborhood. Whether you need a last-minute fix or an exciting new upgrade, HomeAdvisor is standing by, ready to do everything to fix your everything. Download the HomeAdvisor app to get started today.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 bucks lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about a dollar a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find top local home improvement pros for any home project. Download the Home Advisor app to read reviews and instantly book your pro, or visit homeadvisor.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We are here to help you with your home improvement projects. If you'd like some tips to help you get done, if you are not sure where to begin and need a few pointers to build up some confidence on a project before you jump into it, hey, we are here to hold your hand the entire step of the way. So call us first at 1-888-MONEYPIT and we will get you started in the right direction. The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. They really do have the best local pros for any home service.
That's right. It doesn't matter what the project is. They make it fast and easy to find top local pros for your projects.
Plus, now they offer clear upfront pricing on over 100 everyday projects. Just download the Home Advisor app today.
Chet in Michigan, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I attended an energy show where they were showing an energy shield or a wrap made out of aluminum. What it was designed to do was to basically block the radiant heat from penetrating your house in the summer. Thus, you use less energy, I guess, to stay cooler. And then in the wintertime, what it does, it prevents your heat from escaping, very much like the astronauts use from the extreme temperature in space. Since I'm building a new house, could you put this wrap between your ceiling drywall and the bottom of your trusses? Or is there a better way of keeping the radiant heat from penetrating your house in the summer?
Well, what you're talking about here is a product called Reflective Barrier, and I have to say that I'm not convinced that it works really well and would not necessarily recommend it. And usually it's put in a home that's already constructed. It's a little bit easier to put in a home that obviously is being built. But there are far better alternatives if you really want to make your home energy efficient. I would tell you to look into spray foam insulation, specifically isonine. Because when you use a spray foam insulation in new construction, it does two things. Not only does it insulate, but it seals every possible little gap that is going to be throughout that building. And when the walls are open like that, you can have it sprayed and it's going to do that. It's also quieter in terms of preventing sound transmission. It just has so many wonderful benefits. I would tell you to focus on something like that to give yourself a real benefit and stay away from the radiant barrier products.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Chet. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, painting your house is a job that's got to be done every couple of years, you know, at the end of summer, early fall. That's kind of the best time frame for that project. So we've got a few tips for a great-looking exterior paint job that will last for years.
Now, first off, preparation is obviously key. An inexperienced painter cannot wait to begin applying the paint, but
that's their first step.
Oh, yeah. Got to get paint on, right?
Put the paint on.
If you're a pro and you know that you want this paint job to last so you don't get callbacks from very unhappy customers, it's really, really important you get the prep right. Otherwise, that's exactly what's going to happen. You're going to get peeling paint and it'll be a mess. So before you start to paint, make sure that surface is clean, free of dirt, free of chalk, which is like when the paint surface starts to like disintegrate. Scrub it, rinse it, remove any loose flaking or peeling paint by scraping, wire brushing, sanding. On the wood siding, you want to make sure you sand areas that didn't have any kind of a sheen on it, any kind of a glossy paint surface. Otherwise, that new paint is not going to stick. And if you see any bare wood, you have to do something called spot priming. That just means that you buy primer and you prime the spot that's bare. You don't have to prime the whole thing, although it's not really a bad thing to do that, but you have to definitely prime that spot that is there, because that's going to give you good adhesion. If you skip the step, you are going to be very sad, we predict, anywhere from 3 to 6 months down the road.
I mean, it's true. You really have to do this work. Now, here's another thing that I think people just kind of ignore or don't think is important, but it is. You've got to buy good paint. Even though the highest quality exterior paint does cost a little bit more, this is not a spot to think, oh, I should cut corners and buy the one that's less expensive. I mean, most of painting is labor. You're going to put in a lot of work here, and your exterior paint job needs to last far longer and be less expensive in the long run. So use the best possible paint so you're not doing this project again sooner than you have to. Now, another place to not cut corners is in the brushes and the rollers that you are using. You want to use the best quality brush and roller that's going to give you the best finish. Just make sure you buy the right nap or bristle for the type of paint and the type of surface. So that way you know it's good.
I can't tell you how many times over the years people have called me and said, I must have got some bad paint because this happened or that happened. And I'm like, no bad paint, people. It's just bad painters. The chances of anybody having bad paint are like infinitesimal. So somewhere you missed a prep step. I can guarantee it. Finally, watch out for the weather. It's not a foul weather sport. You got to make sure that you have the right temperatures. If you try to paint your home when the exterior is too warm, it's going to dry too quickly. It's not going to flow right, and that's going to make it look kind of weird. You might see some brush strokes, and of course, if you wait too long, it gets too cold. You can't do that either. So pay attention to the weather. There is no doubt that painting the exterior of your house is one very big DIY project, but if you keep a few tips in mind as you're doing that, make sure you paint properly, use good product, and you follow the weather, you're going to have a job that you're really proud of for many years to come.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime, 24/7. Let us know what you are working on. We'd love to give you a hand, recommend a product, help you find a pro, or help you figure out the best ways for you to do the project safely and effectively and to get that job done right the first time. We're standing by at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, do your shower doors look a bit tacky and worn? Well, replacing them can be an easy project that you can do yourself. We're going to have that and more when the Money Pit returns.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how
how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
It is presented by Quick Creek Fast Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quick Creek Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call anytime 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT. The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been helping homeowners find and hire the best local pros. Plus, you can even check project cost guides to get an idea of what you should be paying for your project.
Download the Home Advisor app to get started today. So you can call us at 888-MONEYPIT or post your question to MoneyPit.com or to Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit, which is what Julie did in Chicago.
That's right. Julie writes, the sliding glass doors on my tub enclosure were looking disgusting, so I removed them.
That's a technical term, by the way, disgusting.
Disgusting.
Just point that out.
She says, including the frame strips, can I replace the door myself or do I need to hire someone? And is there anything tricky about this project?
Yeah, you know, the tracks that those doors ride in, especially the bottom track, the water sits in there like all the time, doesn't ever drain properly, so it gets really gross and moldy looking. And eventually they do need to be replaced. And today, when you do replace them, I would make sure that you've got tracks that are draining properly, because that's usually what spells the end of these. That, plus just cleaning the doors over the years tends to sort of fade the finish or make it a bit rust. I definitely think it's a DIY project. I mean, it's not all that difficult to do. You need to basically disassemble the whole thing and reassemble the new stuff, which goes in pretty much the same way. So you start with a track that attaches to the shower pan, right? And usually you have to put a caulk sealant under that. And then from there you have two vertical sort of side door jams that go up each side of the shower. And then from there you put one sort of headpiece that flips, that just basically stacks over those side jams and drop in the doors themselves. So as long as you measure everything out properly and keep to those dimensions so that there's no drag, the doors aren't too high or too low, I think it's a pretty straightforward replacement project. What do you think, Leslie?
I mean, I think it's definitely a project you can do yourself, provided you can hold the weight of the door. You know, it's like you want to make sure that you're not going to accidentally drop or damage the piece in the process. So if you've got a buddy or you think it's manageable, then it's definitely something you can do on your own. All right, next up, we've got a post here from Corinne in Pennsylvania. Now, Corinne writes, the black flexible spacers between the three big concrete slabs that make up my driveway are brittle and are coming out. How do I replace them with what, and can I do it myself?
Yeah, again, I think it's a DIY project. Now, first of all, those spacers are basically expansion strips, and they're put in there to basically give some separation between the different sections of the concrete slab. And over time, they do deteriorate. So what you can do is pull those out. Then you're going to want to insert a foam backer rod into that sort of slot that is formed and have that be, you know, maybe a half inch or three quarters of an inch below the surface. The reason you're doing that is because the last thing you're going to do is you're going to apply a self-leveling sealant, and that's going to sit on top of that backer rod and attach to either side of the concrete. And this way you won't have to put excessive amounts of that sealant, because it is $6 or $7 a tube. Quickcrete makes a really good one. In fact, I just did it to sections of my driveway. We had self-leveling sealant there at the apron where it goes between the driveway and the garage, and it worked perfectly.
Yeah, Corinne, I mean, that's one thing. When you buy a house, you never know what improvements or things were kind of temporary fixes and things that should have been permanent. So hopefully this helps you out.
Doesn't last forever. Maybe concrete, but doesn't last forever. You've been listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We are so glad you spent part of your day with us. We hope your summer has gone well. And if you're thinking about projects for the cooler months ahead, we're not rushing you through the end of summer. We've still got a few warm weeks. But if you're thinking about some projects through the cooler months ahead, get those together. Give us a call with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Anytime it comes to mind, we're open 24/7. I never let Leslie sleep. She always answers the phone. And so she'd be happy to take your question. No, actually. We have a great team that takes the calls 24/7. So give us a call. We will call you back the next time we are in the studio. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump was on the road today visiting parts of Louisiana and Texas to survey the damage after Hurricane Laura.
This was a tremendously powerful storm. In fact, when it came in, it was actually much bigger than Katrina, I would say. Katrina being somewhat of a landmark, I think, in terms of devastation. But this had more power. This was almost coming in at a 5. It was a 5, a little bit out offshore, and you came in as a 4, but 150 mile an hour was up to 185 at one point.
Officials in Lake Charles, Louisiana, a city of about 80,000, warned that it could be weeks before water service and electricity is restored. And speaking of Katrina, it was 15 years ago today, back in 2005, that the hurricane hit the Gulf Coast near Burris, Louisiana, bringing floods that destroyed New Orleans, devastated New Orleans. More than 1,800 people in the region died. The Trump administration's ending all election security briefings for Congress just 2 weeks before Americans cast their ballots. The nation's top intelligence official, National Intelligence Director John Ratcliffe, told the Senate and House Intelligence Committees yesterday the committees would only be receiving written updates about election security to help ensure the information is, quote, not misunderstood nor politicized. President Trump hit the hustings in New Hampshire yesterday. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton was there.
In a large airport hangar just outside Manchester, the president rallied supporters one day after closing out the GOP convention with an acceptance speech from the White House. Mr. Trump told a cheering crowd that he's the law and order candidate and criticized Joe Biden as weak. He also denounced what he called thugs on the streets of Washington after Republicans ended their convention Thursday night. Greg Clugston with the president in Londonderry, New Hampshire.
Joe Biden says he'll hit the trail after Labor Day. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor. Effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
Checking out the problems in the Northeast right now with a lot of the weather that's going on, air conditioners running at full blast. There are some people who say they are having a hard time with the heat, and cooling stations have been set up around much of a lot of the areas. Meanwhile, Coca-Cola offering voluntary buyouts to about 4,000 of their employees.
The company says they hope this move reduces the number of layoffs it says will take place as it streamlines operations. Coca-Cola is reducing the number of its individual business segments from 17 to 9, which it said Friday will result in voluntary and involuntary staff cuts. Half of Coca-Cola sales come from stadiums, movie theaters, and other places where people gather in large numbers, venues that have been closed during the coronavirus pandemic. Revenue tumbled 28%. In the Atlanta company's most recent quarter. Patrick Foss reporting.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The 124th running of the Boston Marathon finally gets underway next weekend. However, it will happen virtually.
Some 17,000 runners will be using an interactive mobile app that will try to make the experience feel like the real thing. Lauren Prochan is the director of operations for the Boston Athletic Association. She says by using that app, runners will hear the national anthem, a starter's pistol, and a lot more.
You'll hear cowbells. You'll hear the Wellesley Scream Tunnel. You will hear the crowd cheering for you as you're coming into the finish line, as it were.
The goal is really to thank the participants who had trained for the race in April, only to have it postponed due to COVID-19.
We're trying to let them know that we want to be and remain engaged with them just as much as they want to remain engaged with us.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Check out more news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is open for safe, outdoor fun, play, and discovery. With towering playgrounds, exciting animal shows, our unique parrot playhouse, interactive games, and more, a day at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is sure to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Ah, Leslie, you know, there's nothing more relaxing than a nice warm bath.
Yeah, but who has the time? We've gone from a nation of bathers to a shower society, and plumbing fixture designers are helping you turn your shower into a spa-like massage.
Read Turn Your Boring Bath into a Power Shower when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you with your home projects. Whatever you need to get done to take your home from house to home to castle, we are here as your team. We're here to help you make the best decisions to get this done, to take the right steps, to get the right materials, to save you time, save you money, save you hassle, and make sure it all comes out good on the other side. We'd love to have you participate in that because this is a participation show. Call us right now with those questions. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Well, coming up on today's show, we are officially in the hottest part of the summer. And if you find that your lawn is having a hard time keeping up, turned a bit brown, good news is that's probably okay if you know how to protect it. We're going to tell you what you need to know to make it past the brown and back to the green just ahead.
Plus, are cooling costs driving up your electric bills? We've got tips for low-cost to no-cost ways that you can keep your cool during these hot, hot, super ridiculously hot last few days of summer.
Plus, if you'd like your home to feel open and airy but don't have the budget for a major remodel, we're going to have some smart tips to help you open up the space without emptying your bank account in the process.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. What are you working on, trying to get done before Labor Day, trying to get done before the fall weather hits us, which we're all going to be so thankful when it's not so stinking hot anymore. So whatever you are working on, let us know so we can help you get it done right.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Plus, if you do give us a call, we've got some tools to give away to one lucky listener. We've got a T50 staple gun and a T25X wire mate, both made by Arrow Fastener, worth about $50 going out. So give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Mary in Illinois is on the line with a painting question. How can we help you today?
I want to paint a fireplace. It's brick. And just want to know if there's if you can do that, first of all, and if there's a certain kind of paint you need to use.
Has it been painted before, or is it natural brick?
No, it's natural brick, original brick.
Well, you certainly can paint it, but I would think very carefully before you do this, because once you paint, you have to repaint eventually. And fireplaces tend to get very dirty and very smoky, and they're hard to keep clean. If it's just the color that you don't like, there may be some ways to sort of decorate around that color. But I would really hesitate to tell you to paint it. We get a lot of calls from folks that are not happy with painted fireplaces. They want to know how to do the exact opposite, which is get the paint off. And once you paint, it's just really hard to do that.
Okay. I was kind of worried about whether it would peel or when you say you just have to keep repainting because of...
Well, paint over time is going to crack and dry out, and it will get so dirty just from, you know, the exhaust and the use of the fireplace that you'll get sort of that haze around the upper portion of it, regardless of what type of screen you have. Now, the other thing to keep in mind is that since this will be its first time being painted, the brick is so porous that you're going to put a lot of time into priming because it's just going to absorb all of that primer. And you want to get a good quality primer. You want to make sure that you brush in the grout lines, roll on the surfaces of the brick, brush again. So it's a lot of steps. It can be done. But as Tom said, if you want to take that paint off, it's now a chemical stripper. And because that brick is so porous, it's going to have sucked in all of that color. And so it'll never get back to that original brick look again. It'll have that sort of hue of whatever color it was.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, great. Well, thank you for your help. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Bob in Illinois is on the line and working on a kitchen makeover. What can we do for you?
Well, we've got kitchen cabinets. They're probably close to 30 years old, and we're wanting to remodel our kitchen, and I'm wanting to strip them down, and I was just wondering what was the best way, what to use to do it with.
Well, the good news is that 30-year-old cabinets are usually very, very well built. You know, you can't really strip down a 10-year-old cabinet because they pretty much fall apart. But if it's a 30-year-old plywood cabinet, you can definitely strip it. Now, what do you want to do after you strip it? Do you want to paint it, or do you want to go with a clear coating?
I'd like to go with a clear coating on it, maybe put a calm finish on it or something.
And what's on there now? Are they just stained, or are they painted?
No, they're just stained.
It's hard to change the color of a stained cabinet. I'm just telling you, just be prepared for that. But what you might want to do is use a good quality stripper, like Rock Miracle, for example, is a good one.
Yeah, you know, another thing that's good to do is head over to your local, like, mom-and-pop paint shop, because sometimes there are newer products that are out there. You know, I was just getting some wallpaper paste, but in that section there were some really nice paint strippers. They apply a little differently. They go on more easily. They work more quickly. So I always just pop into the shop to sort of see what they've got in there that they've worked with. But Tom and I have both used Rock Miracle, and I like that because it goes on more like a paste, so you can really see where it is. You can see it start to work. You know, and I guess it depends on how much stain is on there, how dirty they are. I would start by giving them a good cleaning, then make sure they're dried very well, then put the stripper on them, follow the directions, and you're going to want to use a wire brush and a paint scraper, and that's going to get that finish off of there. Now, it's important to work on them on a flat surface, so take all the doors and drawer fronts off, label them as you take them down with, you know, a piece of tape on the backside of the cabinet door and one on the cabinet box itself so that you know exactly where things go. I'd leave the hinges on the box side so that you can have the doors flat. You know, these are things that are just tricks of the trade that will help you be more successful. And if your doors are full overlay, are they or are they not?
Are they what now?
When your cabinet door closes, do you see any of the cabinet box around it, like a frame, or does the door cover it?
Yeah, it does. Well, it flushes up against the frame of the cabinet.
So that's, you know, a blessing and a curse, because then you can ignore the box, or you can also work on the box while it's in place to strip that down as well. And in that case, the Rock Miracle is really good because it's really, like, thick, so it'll stay on in a vertical position as well. So, you know, those are some good things, and you may have to apply it more than once depending on how well adhered your stain currently is. I mean, you really got to see. And then keep in mind that depending on the species of wood, the type of color that you might get from the stain that you've selected to go on there might be a little different. So you might want to work on a backside or a smaller area just so you can see how it will react and what color you'll actually end up with.
Thank you, then.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. We are here at 888-MONEY-PIT. The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been helping homeowners find and hire the best local pros.
Plus, you can even check project cost guides to get an idea of what you should pay for your project. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today. Well, this time of year, some lawns go from a velvety green to a haystack brown. If that describes your yard, fear not. We're going to share tips for summer lawn survival when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
Drivers, start your engines.
Have you ever imagined the thrill of driving a NASCAR race car by yourself? You can by entering the Money Pit's Rev Your Engine sweepstakes with NASCAR Race Experience. Five winners will get the thrill of a lifetime. Following instruction, you'll get behind the wheel and drive a NASCAR race car for a timed racing session on one of the nation's premier speedways. Enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
You expect a lot from your home. It's not just a place to hang your hat. It's where you try your hand at gardening and new recipes, rest and recharge, work and play. And that's why at Home Advisor, they're committed to keeping your home up and running. Whether you need to repair an overworked appliance or create a backyard retreat worthy of a summer staycation, use the Home Advisor app day or night and they'll find a local pro to get the job done right. Whatever you need, they'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. Great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
Money Pit. Pit is presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find top local home improvement pros for any home project. Download the Home Advisor app to read reviews and instantly book your pro, or visit homeadvisor.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com.
Give us a call now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor, the fast and easy way to find the best home service pros in your area.
Download the Home Advisor app to get started today.
Now we're heading over to Nebraska, where Dan's on the line with a mold situation. What's going on?
So I put up a pole building 3 years ago, and it's 48 by 36 and 10-foot sidewalls. And I finished off about 700 square feet on the inside, and sheetrocked it, put R30 in the ceiling, R19 on the walls, and it's got a 4-inch slab concrete base to it. And this spring I went out there, and I had mold all over everything. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what's causing that. The first 2 years, I never had a bit of problem.
Well, it's been a very wet year. Now, you have no heat in this building, I presume?
I heat the bathroom, which is about 8 by 10 during the winter here in Nebraska, and the rest I don't heat.
Well, look, mold needs three things to survive. It needs moisture, it needs air, and it needs food. And all of those things are available in that pole building. Your walls are made of drywall, I presume?
Yes, sir. Sheetrock. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right, drywall, yeah. So the paper face on that is terrific mold food. And you have moisture there, you have plenty of air, and you're not heating it, so the humidity is always pretty high, and that's why you're growing mold. So you need to at least ventilate that building if you're not going to heat it, to keep moving the air through it so the humidity doesn't become quite as high. But at this point, if you've got all that mold, it has to be treated.
Yeah, and I've done that. I've gotten that all out of there right now. But I put a dehumidifier in there just to...
Okay, well, that'll help.
You know, and it took me like 2.5 days, and I got it down to like 30%, so it came right down. Do I need to seal the floor, the concrete floor in there?
I don't think that that's necessarily the cause of the problem. I don't think it's a bad idea to seal the floor. But I think that this is just a condition of the fact that you've got a damp building there with no central heating system, with plenty of drywall, plenty of moisture, and plenty of air. So just because of the conditions, the mold's going to grow. Now, there were other ways that you could have constructed these walls. For example, there's a product called Den's Armor, which is a fiberglass face drywall that's specifically designed not to grow mold because it's not organic. But with paper face, in an unheating building like that, I'm not surprised that it grew mold. I am surprised it took 2 years, but it might just be that it was just so moist this last year that it really took off.
How do I go ahead and vent that building?
Well, what I would do is I would probably have a fan in there that was based on the humidistat, so when the humidity got really high, that it would kick on and draw air out of that building. Kind of like having an attic fan, but on a humidistat instead of a thermostat, right? That plus the dehumidifier should help you keep the moisture to a minimum. But keep an eye out for mold because, you know, once it gets started, then it really can take off quickly, and it sounds like that's what happened in this case. So if you catch it sooner than later, you're going to be much better off.
Yes, I want to try to eliminate it completely, so I'll try that.
All right, and when you do find the mold, when it gets there, you make sure you treat it properly so that you kill the mold spores. Don't just try to scrub it off because it'll come right back. You got to treat it to kill the mold spores, then clean off the rest. All right, Dan, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
What are you working on this warm summer weekend? If it's in your house, you're in the right place. Give us a call with your questions at 888-MONEY-PIT. If you do, we'll give you the answer to your home improvement question. Plus, we're going to give you the chance to win a great set of tools from our friends at Arrow Fastener.
That's right. We've got up for grabs the Arrow T25X WireMate and Arrow T50 Heavy Duty Staple Gun plus staples. I mean, the T50 is America's best-selling staple gun, and you will have this tool for pretty much your entire lifetime. lifetime and then anybody else's lifetime that you'd love to give it to them. They're so well made, and these are two of the handiest tools, I think, to have sort of at your home, because you'll find tons of projects, whether they're creating something from scratch or repairing something, that you'll be able to use these for. And if you head on over to arrow.com, there's a whole project section there where you can look up a ton of different things that you can be doing with your Arrow tools. So just a really great resource anyway, but we've got some tools up for grabs.
You know, one of the projects I was looking at this week is they've got the step-by-step on how to do a home movie screen for those backyard screenings.
Oh, that's so great.
Very fun. So check that out at arrowfastener.com. Click on projects.
We've got Rebecca from Kansas on the line. What can we do for you today?
We have a room that has the old wood paneling in it with the grooves and such, but would really like to not remove it. But is there some way we can get the drywall look without putting up drywall, with putting on mud by hand or splattering it and kind of doing a knockdown? Or would it stick? Or what do we need to do?
Well, I feel like whatever you put on top of it, whether you fill it with mud or you use something to make the grooves go away and then try to smooth out the surface, you're going to get so much movement from the walls, just in general. Not that your house is moving, but, you know, it does. And it gets a lot of movement just from people walking by, that none of that's going to stick in there. And it's going to end up falling off and looking weird, and you're going to have to do it again. So my suggestion is either embrace the paneling look as far as the grooves and paint it to give it a different effect, or put like a half-inch drywall over it.
If you painted it, would you have to put some kind of a primer so it'll stick, or would you need to do a light sand on it? Or
yes and yes. You want to make sure that the surface is clean,
right?
Obviously. Uh-huh. So if there's anything, you know, sticky or gross on it, you want to give it a good cleaning. You can use something like TSP, which is trisodium phosphate, and that's like a good wall prep product, or you can give it a light sanding. But if you give it a nice, if there's a sheen to it, you may want to give it a light sanding, but not necessarily. And then I would use a really good heavy-duty primer, something perhaps like a Bin or a Zinsser, something that's, you know, hardcore, that's going to stick to anything. And then let that dry, and once that's done, you can go ahead and put a latex top coat on it.
Okay. If we elected to do the half-inch drywall, we'd just treat it like a normal drywall, tape it, put the mud on, and sand it, and then paint it.
Absolutely. The only thing to consider is that any electrical outlets, your boxes, things like that, are going to have to be pulled out a little bit.
Oh, we're going to have to bring them out.
Yeah. Trim as well.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you've ever watched your lawn fade from luscious green to sort of a wheat field brown during these warm days, you might feel like there's nothing that you can do to stop the destruction. But that brown grass does not automatically mean your lawn is dead. It more likely means your lawn is dormant. And if you take a few steps, or more importantly, don't take a few steps, it will come back very quickly.
Yeah, I think this one people would be like, what? We're telling you not to mow the lawn so much, guys. Definitely cut back on the mowing, because that's going to help your summer grass survive. You know, it's best to keep the grass a little bit longer in the height of the summer heat. Cutting it too much can actually cause that grass to lose more moisture from the cut tips. Now, if your lawn is healthy, you can allow your grass to go into a semi-dormant state by cutting back on the watering, and then not worry so much that it won't come back to green in the cooler weather.
You know, one thing I've learned about the height of the lawn is that the taller lawns actually create shade for the base of the plant. So if you cut it down to where you're seeing the dirt, you have no more shade, and therefore it has a much greater chance of being completely dried out and could die. Now, if you're not facing water restrictions, you want to remember to water very early in the morning. Give that lawn a chance to dry. That's going to discourage any problems with bugs and diseases. For more tips on summer lawn survival, read our post, 7 Tips for Healthy Lawns in Hot Summers. It's on MoneyPit.com.
Peter in Alaska, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you?
Well, I'm having trouble with my soil stack on my house, the main vent going out. In the wintertime, it freezes solid, and I don't know what to do about it.
Let's see. Tell me about the structure of your house. So the soil vent goes from your bathroom up through your attic into through the roof and out?
Correct. And it's a two-story house. It's very well insulated. I have R32 walls and R83 ceiling. And I have double walls in my house. And the attic is vented along the ridge, and it also has gable vents.
And is it freezing over it across the top of the vent?
No, it's down a little bit, and my vent is up high. I've got it about 4 feet down from the peak of the roof, and it stands about 4 foot up from the roof.
I wonder if you were to insulate that soil pipe, whether it would be warm enough to prevent the freezing from forming down deep in it, if you were to insulate it right up to the point where it exits the roof.
I thought about that. I did that for our vent that's over the stove because I thought of the heat going up through there might condensate with the cold metal. So I did insulate that. So I was thinking maybe that would work. I don't know.
Yeah, I would. You know, that's a really easy thing to do. I would definitely think about giving that a shot because, you know, the moisture that's getting out there is obviously a lot of water vapor. And if we can keep that pipe from freezing, the less chance you're going to have to get that ice buildup. And then probably what happens is you get gurgly pipes because you're not getting any air out of it. Things don't flush right and all that.
Exactly. Yeah, we're concerned about it. And everything's heated. You know, our toilets are hot water.
I would try that. I would insulate it. It's a very easy thing to do, and you've already got a terrifically insulated house, so why not just extend it up the other side of the roof?
Yeah. All right, thank you very much. I'll try that.
Remember, give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEYPIT. Just ahead, are cooling costs driving up your electric bills? We've got some tips for low-cost to no-cost ways to keep you cool during these hot summer days after this.
888-MONEYPIT.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Is presented by Rumblestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And if you'd like to catch the Money Pit at your schedule, subscribe to the Money Pit podcast. You'll get the same great tips and advice, plus some exclusive podcast content to help you get through your projects. That site is moneypit.com/podcast to subscribe, moneypit.com/podcast.
Valerie in Washington is on the line and has a question about outdoor decor. What's going on?
I have a simple railing on my front porch and it's cedar. Part of it's stained to keep it from deteriorating, so it's orange colored, and the rest is just naturally aged cedar silvery, and I want it to be white to match the rest of my trim. So there's two different colors, and do I do an undercoat, a primer, and is it oil-based? And can I get a stain, a pure white stain for it?
So you probably can. Well, what I would suggest is a twofold approach. I would prime it first, and then I would use a solid color stain, because I think that will give you the sort of more natural look that you seem to be looking for. But you should prime it and then apply the solid color stain. Now, because this is off color, orange as you describe it, if you don't prime it, you may get some of that comes through. That's why I want you to prime it first. You'd use an exterior grade primer and you'd use a solid color stain. If you buy both the primer and the stain from the same manufacturer, you can be sure that they'll work well together.
Okay, does it matter if it's oil-based or not?
I would probably recommend an oil-based primer only because you're going to get better coverage over that darker color. But in terms of the stain itself, that could be latex-based.
Oh, okay then. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it, and I enjoy your program.
Well, thank you very much. 888-666-3974.
Well, if you've been feeling your AC is running overtime and your house just isn't getting as cool and comfortable as it could, you may be right, because right now there's a lot of things that happen in terms of wasting energy. And you don't sense it, because it's wasted cooling energy. In the winter, you know, we always feel like we're wasting energy when you feel drafts through the winter, but through the windows. But in the summer, you just run that AC 24/7. You don't really see that as a big waste, and it really is. Just take a peek at this month's electric bill if you don't believe me.
Now, there are a few things that you can do to not only cool off more quickly, but cut those costs as well. Now, to keep the heat out, here's some things you can do. You can increase your attic insulation. You can use drapes and blinds on the windows that get a lot of sun in. And you can consider upgrading your roofing and your windows. Now, you can also keep the cool in. And to do that, you need to seal and insulate those cooling ducts in the attic and seal gaps, cracks, any leaks that you find around your home. Also, keep your cooling system efficient by properly maintaining it every year. And close off vents in any unused rooms. And finally, why not add a ceiling fan here and there to help keep that cool moving around the space?
Yeah, and make sure the ceiling fan is pointed in the right direction because they're all reversible. There's a little switch on the side. And in the summer, you want them to pull cold air up, and in the winter, you want them to push warm air down. If you want some more ways to stay cool and save energy, go to energystar.gov. They've got great tips and advice on how to do just that.
All right, now we've got Randy from Maryland on the line with a decking question. How can we help you today?
I just put a brand new deck on the back of my house. The house was actually built in 1988, so it's good and settled. I just wonder how soon I could treat it. I've heard, you know, 2 months, 3 months. I've heard a full season. I don't want to wait too long, but I don't want to do it too early.
Randy, what's the material the deck is made out of? Is it pressure-treated lumber or cedar or redwood what?
Yeah, it's pressure-treated lumber.
Okay. So what I would do at this point is I would wait until next spring. Let it be exposed to the environment for a while. It is true that the lumber, when it first goes in, is very moist. And my waiting maybe 6 months in your case, you're going to find that it's going to dry out a bit and it'll be ready to sort of take a stain better than taking it right now. So I would certainly let it sit for a while and then stain it before next summer when it gets, you know, sort of cool and dry out. And then in terms of the stain itself, I would recommend that you choose a solid color stain. It will still show the grain through, but it'll have more pigment in it and it'll last longer. Does that help you out?
I think so. So basically you say wait a full season then?
Yeah, I would wait a full season and then I would stain it after that.
Okay.
Thanks, Randy. I hope that helps you out. We appreciate you calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEYPIT. Up next, open concept homes are popular, but they're hard to come by in an older house. You know, adding a pass-through between rooms can help give you that feel. We're going to share some tips to do just that next.
You live in a money pit.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing, just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. You expect a lot from your home. It's not just a place to hang your hat. It's where you try your hand at gardening and new recipes, rest and recharge, work and play. And that's why at Home Advisor, they're committed to keeping your home up and running. Whether you need to repair an overworked appliance or create a backyard retreat worthy of a summer staycation, use the Home Advisor app day or night and they'll find a local pro to get the job done right. Whatever you need, they'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started. It's been a long, hot summer, and if the sun, heat, and barbecuing has left your lawn with brown spots or weeds, we found a great solution called Sunday.
Sunday provides toxic-free lawn nutrients shipped right to your door right when you need them. They make lawn care easy and less expensive. I went to GetSunday.com, entered my address, and Sunday created a custom plan based on my soil, climate, and lawn in seconds. Sunday even provided a satellite image of my house with every lawn area mapped out.
With this heat, your lawn needs care and feeding now. Go to GetSunday.com and get started with their summer plan. Sunday products apply with a garden hose, and they'll ship you a custom box with everything you need.
Get started on a better-looking lawn at GetSunday.com. Enter promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT, for $20 off the summer plan.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Whether it's a repair or major remodel, Home Advisor can help match you with the right local pro for your project in seconds. Just download the Home Advisor app. Home Advisor, they'll do everything to fix your everything.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT. Hey, are you dealing with a leaky faucet, a cracked wall, or a lawn that just doesn't seem to want to mow itself? Well, Home Advisor can match you with the best local pro for every home project. Download the Home Advisor app today.
Do you have a home improvement question? You got a concern? You got a repair issue? Give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We are here to help. And if you do give us a call, we've got some tools to give away to one lucky listener. We've got the Arrow T25X WireMate and the Arrow T50 Heavy Duty Staple Guns, both great tools to have on hand for dozens and dozens of projects. That T50 is America's best-selling staple gun. It's been around for generations. I know that I proudly use the T50 that was my father's, and the thing just keeps going and going. It doesn't wear out. It's very, very dependable. So we've got one of those and the WireMate to give away to one lucky caller, plus Staples. So give us a call right now. Make that you. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Tammy in Arkansas is on the line and is having an issue with the bricks on her home. What's going on?
Okay, I've got a home that sits on a concrete slab. They're made out of the cinder blocks, and the cracks is beginning to crack on the outside and the inside. And somebody told me to use concrete with it. And I'm wanting to do it myself. So what do I need to do to seal those cracks?
Yeah, you don't want to use concrete because concrete is not going to fill cracks very well. Are we talking about sort of hairline or fairly thin cracks here, Tammy?
Well, maybe a half an inch. They're kind of separating there, but they're separating in the seams of the block.
But you really think it's a full half inch? That's an awfully big crack.
Well, you can put your finger up to it. It's pretty big. You can see on the outside and you can see on the inside.
Okay, well, listen, if you're getting that kind of movement in the wall, you need to have this looked at by an expert. I would have a professional home inspector or a structural engineer look at it because that's a huge crack in the building. A half-inch crack is really big if it's pulling apart. That means that the house is sliding apart at that wall or settling on one end of the building, causing that to crack, and I'd like to know why that's happening. Are those cracks new, or have they always been there?
No. They just started because the place was built in 1969.
Yeah, you've got to get to the bottom of it, Tammy, because there's something's wrong with the house for those cracks to occur like that. Now, you're not talking about mortar that fell out, or are you talking about a physical crack? So all the mortar's still there. It's just separated.
It's just separating is all it is. The mortar's still there.
Yeah. Here's what I would do, Tammy. I would go to the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors. It's ASHI.org. Find a certified home inspector in your area or have a structural engineer look at it. Get their recommendations, and then you can take it from there. If the cracks are that big, I want to stop the building from moving before we begin to think about sealing them up, okay?
Okay. Okay, I sure appreciate it.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, while older homes have charm and character, the thing that they often lack is an open floor plan and some things that more and more modern families are looking for. So the good news here, guys, is that you don't have to stick with the layout that's offered in your older home.
Now, one way to create an open feel in a very closed-in space is to build a pass-through between rooms. It's not a DIY first-time project. It involves a lot of knowledge and a lot of tools. But start with the most important thing first. Determine if the wall can be opened up by figuring out if it's a load-bearing wall. Now, if possible, go to a floor below, perhaps into a basement or crawl space, and look at how the floor joists are running. They're either going to be parallel or perpendicular to the wall. If they're perpendicular, that wall may be load-bearing, so you need to get an expert to help if you're not sure. If the wall is load-bearing, you can still add a pass-through, but I got to tell you, the level of complexity goes up because you have to support the weight that's on top of that wall before you reconfigure what's below.
Yeah, so maybe best left to the pros.
Definitely.
Now, if the wall is not load-bearing, you can cut out a pass-through, but before you do go all in, it's smart to do some exploratory surgery first. You know, you got to see what's going on.
A little wall surgery. See what's there. Yeah.
So first, you want to figure out where this pass-through is going to be and trace a template so that you can see exactly where it's going. Now, try and line up the template so that the left or right side starts on a stud. Now, this is going to make that framing a lot easier. If you've got a room and can lay this out so it's in between the studs, it's even better because you're not going to have to frame anything around that opening. Next, you got to make sure that you turn off all electrical circuits on that wall and then go ahead and use a reciprocating saw cutting only through the thickness of the wall board. So you're not going into the studs just yet. You want to get the drywall off in the shape of your pass-through. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and the reason you do that is because it's really hard to patch a small section of drywall. It really always shows. So what I try to do is only cut away the drywall I absolutely have to and sort of work within that open area to kind of frame in around it. It's totally possible to do that, and this way you're not doing a lot of patching. Now, once you see the inside, it's a lot easier to double check that, of course, it's not load-bearing and that you don't have wiring in the way. And then once you frame it all out, put a little sill there, you're going to find that that kind of a thing just really opens up the room. And if you happen to extend it so it overhangs one side, you can even have room to pull up, you know, like a little bar stool or something and have a little breakfast area. So it's a really good way to open up a space and provide that sort of visual distance so you're seeing right through the wall, and it really makes the whole thing feel that much bigger.
Patrick in Wyoming's on the line with a question about cracking drywall. Tell us what's going on.
I have a recurring problem with cracks in the walls, and I've spackled them four or five times, and I've spread the spray rubber sealant over them, and they just keep returning.
And when you're talking about cracks in the wall, do you mean like by the door, by trim work, by windows, or like smack in the middle of the wall?
Both. I have one by a front door that keeps reoccurring, and then I have one in a stairs, going down a set of stairs.
Well, by the stairs is pretty typical because you get a lot of movement.
Well, and the front door,
doors,
too.
Yeah, a lot of movement in that space. So I think he's just not fixing it right, Leslie.
Well, and the issue is, Patrick, whatever you do to fix them, it's not a once-and-for-all thing because you're dealing with movement that continually over time could eventually lead to whatever you've used to fix that crack to dry out. So there's got to be a way to fix it.
Yeah, the hardware store sold me this rubber spray compound that's supposed to flex and give with the wall, and it doesn't seem to work. I just wondered, what's the best solution, paneling?
No, I mean, I've never used a rubber spray compound, but what I have done in areas where I have a crack or any sort of seaming, instead of using a paper tape like you would do when you're putting two sheets of drywall together, I use a fiberglass tape. And it looks almost like a sticky mesh. And you use that to go over your crack. And then you put the compound over it and feather it out. You know, try to make it smooth and then let it dry and sand it. And you do a couple of applications of that, allowing it to super dry, sand it smooth, add another layer. And that does the trick because that fiberglass tape that's sort of meshy looking does its best to span the crack, spread the surface over it, and makes it adhere much better than you would with a paper tape or no tape at all. And that should give you a much longer time.
All right, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
We always love to know what you are working on, and we love to lend a hand, so give us a call 24/7 at 888 Money Pit. Coming up, breaking the rules is sometimes allowed. We're going to tell you how pushing the boundaries gets you big results and compliments when we return.
You live in a body pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
The Money Pit is presented by GetSunday.com. Custom, non-toxic, cost-saving lawn care products shipped directly to your door and applied with a garden hose. Go to GetSunday.com to get started on a better-looking lawn. Enter promo code MONEYPIT and get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT.
Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, do you need some help getting started on your project? Well, give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, presented by Home Advisor.
With Home Advisor, you can get matched with top home service pros in your area, read reviews, and book appointments online or by downloading the Home Advisor app.
No matter the type of job, Home Advisor will do everything to fix your everything.
Don't forget, you can post your questions online, just like John did, who writes, I have a leak from my ceiling in my hallway below a rusted air duct. I had the rusted duct removed and replaced. Then just a couple of months ago, the drip started again, just as it did before. What do you suggest?
You know, from this description, Leslie, it seems to fit the pattern of a condensation leak that's caused simply by the warm, humid air striking that cold air conditioning duct. You know, it doesn't always happen, but given that it's been such an extraordinarily warm summer, it's happening a lot. So I think it's surprising, folks. What you need to do here, John, is you need to get up in that attic space right above the ceiling and insulate those ducts. I would insulate all the ducts, make sure that they are completely surrounded by insulation, because there, if you do that, you're not going to have that warm air striking the cold surface. You're not going to get the condensation, and you're not going to get the leak.
All right. I hope that helps, John. Good luck with it.
Well, for all the cutting-edge design ideas out there, most of us still follow some unwritten design rules. You know, those things that someone at some point decided we should never, ever do. Well, sometimes breaking the rules is a necessity. Leslie's got ideas for shaking up that status quo and making some big, bold design statements in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people sort of get stuck on these old design rules. They're like, oh, well, my parents did it, so I should do it also. But that's not true. You've got to break these rules sometimes. And here's a good one. Neutral colors. You got to use them in small spaces, only neutral. Even if bold colors can make a space seem smaller at times, the illusion of having a bright, bold color in a small room or even like a bright, bold wall covering in a small space is outstanding and definitely creates a room that's eye-catching and interesting and sort of becomes a showpiece. So there's ways to have fun in those smaller spaces. Now, somewhere, somebody said, your master bedroom has got to be a serious space. Well, get rid of that rule, too. Fun decor can give you something exciting and inspiring to wake up to, and then it brings out the kid in all of us. So I'm not saying go cutesy, but have fun. Be playful. Use color. Use interesting textures. Do something that seems a little bit out of the ordinary to make it have some fun. Now, when it comes to hanging artwork, are you like, oh, I got to hang it at eye level? Well, think again. You can lean a frame or a canvas of the right size or even smaller, sort of staggered heights, on the floor, and that gives you sort of an art studio vibe, and then really play around with the different heights, different types of images, and sort of layer this in certain areas of the space, and that's super eye-catching and interesting. And who said chairs have to match? I mean, everybody loved the show Friends, and I don't think they ever had a chair that matched. So you can mismatch chairs in dining rooms. You can do a bench on one side and matching chairs on the other. You can mismatch chairs in a seated room, maybe do the same frame with different fabrics. There's so many great ways to mix and match that I don't want you to be afraid. Definitely try to do some of these fun things. And if you're too nervous to actually just do it to start, look at some pictures online, cut things out, put them together with one another, get fabric swatches, get paint swatches until you feel that comfort level, and then go for it.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the programs, kitchens are the one place in the house where most of us spend a lot of time. And if you've ever felt like kitchen cabinets are dated, drab, and dull, it might not always be your favorite room. The good news is there are options for getting a new look without spending a lot of money. Kitchen cabinets can be replaced, refaced, or just refinished. We'll sort out the best options for your situation on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a body pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news. This hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRoster. President Trump spent the day in Louisiana and Texas getting a first-hand look at the damage from Hurricane Laura last week.
I want to thank the men and women of FEMA and the first responders and the law enforcement, which we love and we cherish and are doing a fantastic job and don't get the kind of recognition that they should get, but actually they do because the people love them, right? The people love them. And we appreciate our law enforcement.
Meanwhile, the Lake Charles, Louisiana was one of the first stops, and the president toured the neighborhood there with officials, taking a look at all the damage. Then he flew by helicopter to Orange, Texas, to meet officials there and survey some of the damage in the Lone Star State before returning to Washington. As President Trump hits the campaign trail as the official nominee of the Republican Party, Joe Biden says his schedule will begin after Labor Day. With 65 days until Election Day, one recent poll has the race to the White House very tight.
Tallying results following the Democratic National Convention, the Rasmussen White House Watch poll this week shows a mere 1% difference between former Vice President Biden and President Trump, 46-45%, with Mr. Biden trending downward over the past 3 weeks and President Trump trending upward. Mr. Biden has lost support with Democrats down to 76%. Mr. Trump retains 77% support among Republicans, indicating the strong partisan nature of this year's election. The two candidates are evenly divided among undecided voters. George Bonzani reporting.
First debate between the president and his challenger, 31 days away. A growing number of U.S. companies are pledging to give workers time off to vote in the election this November. Organizers of such get-out-the-vote efforts say companies are eager to boost civic participation. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Relief factor. Effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
A Michigan agency is hearing from both sides in the debate over a proposed oil pipeline tunnel in Great Lakes Channel.
The State Public Service Commission is considering Enbridge's plan to place a segment of its Line 5 in a tunnel that would be built beneath the Straits of Mackinac. Supporters say the project would create jobs and protect supplies to refineries and users of propane. Opponents argue it's unnecessary and would damage the local environment.
Jeremy House reporting. The Straits connects Lake Huron and Lake Michigan. The new line would replace twin pipes that have lain across the bottom of the Straits since 1953. Consumer spending was up 1.9% last month, a dose of support for an economy struggling to emerge from the grip of the pandemic. It kept roughly 27 million people jobless. The July gain marked the third straight monthly increase, but represented a slowdown from the previous 2 months. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Some say it was bound to happen. At least four people who were at Monday's Republican National Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina, came down with COVID-19.
Two attendees and two other individuals supporting the event tested positive for COVID-19 and were immediately isolated, according to an official. A Republican spokesperson says a number of safety precautions were put in place that included testing all attendees both before traveling to Charlotte and upon arrival. Contact tracing protocols were followed. While wearing masks and social distancing were encouraged, they were not enforced. Patrick Voss reporting.
Amazon is buying 1,800 electric delivery vans from Mercedes-Benz, the biggest such order for the German automaker to date. Mercedes says would also join a climate initiative established by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, committing itself to going completely carbon neutral by 2039, a move the company had already signaled last year. More news at townhall.com.
You'll win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
This is Carl Bott and Dr. Paul DeNuca. During the Civil War, Abe Lincoln said, a house divided against itself cannot stand.
We can get through difficult times if we pull together as a country and a community.
What can you do? We invite you to join a grassroots effort to unite our community through blood donations on September 11th, the National Day of Service and Remembrance. We already have 17 organizations committed to raise at least 170 blood donations. One blood donation saves three lives and raises the spirit of the donor. We need you to lift our community up.
Find us on Facebook at the event page of Quality, Unity, and Love, or call Vitalant at 243-0160 to make an appointment. Remember, September 11th, the National Day of Service. Call Vitalant at 243-0160 and make a difference.
We're all in this together.
Country around the world, talking about the RNC, but keeping an eye on that Hurricane Laura about to slam into Louisiana as well as Texas. Listen, especially where we're from, and, you know, almost everybody listening right now could talk about one natural phenomenon, catastrophe, that's hit them. And here you talk about Sandy back down. They haven't had a big hurricane, I don't think, since Rita. One thing about Texans and Louisianans, they actually been... they've been through a lot, at least, so they're experienced, much like Floridians. And I even think our area now in the Northeast, we feel like we've been through a lot, and we're almost schooled in how to do it. Sadly, recovery, FEMA as well, so we'll keep an eye on that. And it might become the dominant news story as we get set for day three of the RNC, which has been remarkably entertaining and interesting. And who would think, without celebrities and newsmakers, you have people in there who are everyday blue-collar people, making speeches, coming from the heart, humanizing the president, talking about accomplishments, and it doesn't sound like an infomercial to me. I find it endlessly interesting. Maybe because I'm more interested in people than I am celebrities. I really don't care what you, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who's hysterical. She's got three names. I'm not really sure why. Is her middle name Louis, or is that her old name? Do we know? Can we look that up? Because it's a confusing name. But she's hysterical, but it was just out of place. Kerry Washington, I didn't really need to see her. What we're seeing here is something totally different. We're opening up with Cardinal Dolan. You know, you're opening up with a Hispanic pastor. And then you're opening up with Charlie Kirk, a 24-year-old who's galvanized the next generation of conservatives. I find it really really fascinating when you have a lobsterman, a steel worker, a farmer, and a rancher. And they just talk about how they're impacted. I think it means more. So we'll take your phone calls, but let's get to that. And we got Rudy Giuliani this hour, and to me, the best analyst in politics, Karl Rove. So don't move. Big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three. Breaking news overnight from Kenosha, Wisconsin. At least two people were killed there last night. Another wounded when shots rang out during protests over the shooting of Jacob Blake by police. We are still learning about the victims and about who allegedly opened fire on the third straight night of clashes in the city.
That is, of course, CBS's Gail King. Kenosha unrest hits new heights after the shooting of Jacob Blake as he struggles to recover from being shot seven times, as innocent people and buildings are being beaten up and burnt. Is that the reaction? Why do we still not know much about this case? One thing is clear, that family is all class, and this governor is overwhelmed, and the president wants to step in. Let him.
Number two.
Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances, because I think this is going to drag out, and eventually I do believe he will win if we don't give an inch.
She is. Thank goodness she's not our president. She gets grates on me every time I hear her. Hillary Clinton telling the circus on Showtime. What is the Dems' reaction to the RNC? And can you believe Hillary Clinton's irresponsible advice to Joe Biden? You just heard it. I hope he has too much class to actually do it. Don't ever concede a race if you lose. Do they care about the country? And even though the DNC ratings were slightly better, the bounce numbers for Joe Biden, not good.
Number one.
Instead of tearing things down, let's reflect on our mistakes. Be proud of our evolution and look to our way forward.
Night two of the RNC, diversity of topic speakers, and yes, more surprises. It's driving the Democrats nuts as the headlines of the First Lady knocking it out of the park, and she did. Unlike Major League Baseball, though, she knocked it out of the park, and she was able to do it in front of a crowd at the Rose Garden. Highlights, recaps, and more are coming your way. First off, in terms of Eric Trump, did a fantastic job. In terms of an up-and-coming star, in terms of, that's Daniel Cameron, Kentucky's Attorney General. Fantastic job. You'll hear from him. In terms of foreign policy, outlined wonderfully by Mike Pompeo. But I don't know if it's worth the controversy because he did it in another country. Many people want to pounce on that. In terms of drama, you had it with John Ponder. Who's John Ponder? Guy who robbed a bank, went to jail, reformed his life, turned it around, and then the president decided to do this for him after, first here's John Ponder expressing what life is like getting a second chance. Cut one.
Today, praise God, I am filled with hope. A proud American citizen who has been given a second chance. My first help and support came from the unlikeliest of places, the FBI agent who arrested me, Richard Beasley.
And Richard Beasley ends up being friends with him. When he got out, they had lunch, and they end up working together to get other people out. Cut three.
My hope for America is that formerly incarcerated people will be afforded the opportunity to take advantage of the fact that we live in a nation of second chances.
And he does get a second chance, and the surprise of the night, a couple of them, the president pardoned him. Then the president met with would-be immigrants to this country who have passed all the tests and the background checks, and they are now became citizens. He watched as his Homeland Security Secretary swore them in. The other big surprise for the night, last night, 2 nights ago, was hostages. Then you had the immigrants. Then you had the pardon. And the president got out, didn't give a speech. I thought it was fantastic. Melania Trump shined. She talked about being a mom. She talked about the coronavirus, how it's changed everything. She talked about the need to get back to school. She talked about our history and what she saw when she went to Africa with the slave trade and how we all should get together when it comes to looting and violence. Understand where it came from. Yes, she does. But cut 10, it's got to stop.
I also ask people to stop the violence and looting being done in the name of justice and never make assumptions based on the color of a person's skin.
And I think that's important. She moved on, though. You need suburban women. I'm not saying this inauthentic, but you need suburban women. Do they have them? No. Does she address that? It's not been addressed that much, except for there was a moment where a lot of the empowered women on the Trump team, campaign and White House, got together to talk about what the president's enabled them to do. I'm talking about Kellyanne Conway. I'm talking about Mercedes Schlapp. I'm talking about Sarah Sanders. I'm talking about Kayleigh McEnany. You don't see her in front of the camera, but Hope Hicks. These are powerful women. So if you want to label the president a sexist and a racist, and you say that and the crowd cheers for Democratic audiences or they clap at home, it doesn't fly with people that know him. It doesn't fly with people who study his staff. Because he treats people that attack him, male and female, the same way, he goes for the jugular. They say he disrespects women. No, he's actually treating them equally, if you can understand that, and I think you can. But for Melania, she also understands that women right now, between the riots, between the looting, between the pandemic, moms are more important than ever. Kyle Lehman.
And now I have a special message for the mothers of this country. This modern world is moving so fast. And our children face challenges that seem to change every few months. Just like me, I know many of you watch how mean and manipulative social media can be. And just like me, I'm sure many of you are looking for answers how to talk to your children about the downsides of technology and their relationships with their peers.
Okay. Just to give you an idea what you missed, if you're busy, get it. The impact. President's policies on lobster and steel mills, ranchers, farmers. I also found out that cows can now milk themselves. I'm serious. I had no idea. I don't spend enough time on farms. Working class jobs and regulations, what it means. They explained. They didn't say, I'm voting for Donald Trump, high five. They explained what Trump policies did, especially in Maine. They need Maine, and they need Susan Collins to win. The cancel culture. An example, Nicholas Sandman, a teenager that fought back and saved his life, career, his family. Now he wants to go to law school, and he wants to help others who are being defamed. He took on networks and won. John Ponder, I just told you about. Immigration, I just discussed with you. And the selection of Rand Paul, significant. Why? There's a political enemy that he took apart on the debate stage who he doesn't agree with a lot of the time, but has won Rand Paul's respect and vice versa. Why? Because he impeached Rand Paul stands for something, number one. Number two is Rand Paul does a lot of good stuff, and Donald Trump writes the checks when he was a businessman to support him, and even afterwards. And also, it came pretty clear that Biden's unscripted moments have provided the backbone of criticism. When he speaks off the prompter, he's a mess. When it comes to race relations, he's a mess. And he's been called out by African Americans who have done this thing called become Republicans. Believe it or not, it happens. Even though he said, if you don't vote, if you're black and you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Didn't happen. Isn't happening. We got proof. When we come back, Rudy Giuliani will join us. And then Karl Rove will break it all down. And then right now in between, I'm going to go up on Instagram Live. And I'm going to interact with you guys. You'll see behind the scenes, see some of our sponsors. And we'll talk some more. So hop online, hop on Instagram. I'm about to go up. And when we come back, the mayor, former mayor of New York.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Are you a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts? You may be entitled to compensation, no matter how long ago the abuse happened. But your time to file a claim is limited. Call 800-755-3323. That's 800-755-3323 for more information. As a result of thousands of victims filing sexual abuse claims, the Boy Scouts have filed for bankruptcy protection, and the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020, as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. As a result of this bankruptcy, a victim's compensation fund is being set up that may be worth over $1.5 billion. If you are a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts, you may be entitled to compensation. Call 800-755-3323. That's 800-755-3323. And talk to one of the compassionate counselors for more information and to see if you may qualify. Your call is completely confidential. Call 800-755-3323 today. Sponsored by Sheldon Law Group.
Hiring the best people can transform your business and help take it to another level. Indeed can certainly help you find those talented people. We have nearly three-quarters of all job seekers in the U.S., according to ComScore, and smart tools to help you find the best candidate for you. Indeed also provides flexibility to only pay for what you need and won't lock you into any long-term contracts. Claim your $75 credit to get more quality candidates fast when you post your first job at Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
This is Fox on Justice. March 17th is St. Patrick's Day. It's also the day the San Diego Superior Court building shut down because of COVID. Since then, the court has managed to conduct some legal business, but no civil trials and only one criminal trial. On March 16th, weeks of testimony had just wrapped up in the murder trial of Daniel Quintero. Details were particularly brutal, allegations of kidnapping and torture in the death of Jesus Quiroz in Chula Vista. Both the prosecution and defense lawyers hoped the trial would be able to resume at some point. They were trying to avoid a mistrial, throwing out months of work. The judge didn't want that either. And more than 3 months later, in a reconfigured, socially distanced courtroom, the trial picked up again with closing arguments and then jury deliberations, in person, not virtual, the only trial to go forward in all of San Diego. Quintero was found guilty. He'll be sentenced next month. All those other trials still on hold. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
No other player in history of baseball affected how the game was played more than Babe Ruth. He changed the game from an inside game of scratching for one or two runs to a game of power. His career included 714 home runs. He retired from the game and was elected to the first class in the new Baseball Hall of Fame. With all that, the Babe still wished for more.
I've had three ambitions in my life. One was to hit 700 home runs, the other was to play 20 years, and the next one was to be in 10 World Series. I succeeded in one last year, making my 10th World Series. And next year gives me the opportunity to play in 20 years. And if I had 46 home runs, I'll have my 700 home runs, and I'll sure be satisfied with everything.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
There was a reversal in our latest survey on what Americans look for from leaders in Washington. Voters were asked to pick one of two messages to send to the federal government right now. Lend me a hand or leave me alone. Compared to last year, the number who would tell Uncle Sam to leave them alone dropped 19 points to 36%. It's the first time since Fox started asking the question in 2011 that the portion saying leave me alone is below 50%. A majority would ask Washington to lend them a hand. That is also a first, 57%, up from 34%. That 23-point jump in wanting government to lend a hand comes from double-digit increases among both Democrats and Republicans. What's clear is Americans of all political stripes are looking for government to step up during these unsettled times. What's unclear is whether this is more than a temporary increase during a turbulent year. I'm Dana Blanton, and that's your Poll Parade.
Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I haven't cried one time. I stopped crying years ago. I am numb. I have been watching police murder people that look like me for years. I'm also a Black history minor. So not only have I been watching it in the 30 years that I've been on this planet, but I've been watching it for years before we were even alive. I'm not sad. I don't want your pity. I want change.
I just thought the family was first class, and I understand the frustration. Jacob Blake, he got shot 7 times in the back. What he was doing prior to that, we still don't know. But I do know this. He is right now paralyzed, and nobody wants that. They immediately gave him aid like they should have. And that was Letetra Winman, sister of Jacob Blake, who has 5 kids who were in the car. Rudy Giuliani is a law and order guy, but he also knows fairness. And as much as the NYPD, he respected them, if a cop was out of line, he'd rein them in. Mr. Mayor, you're doing a great show. It's always great to get your insight and your access to this administration as a lawyer and great friends of the president. But I got to get your take from what we know in Wisconsin. What would be the first thing you would do as mayor, knowing that the people are incensed and the riots are taking place while the investigation is going on?
I would put the facts out. Because I saw in New York, before I was mayor, under my predecessor, how there was a big riot in Washington Heights.
Remember that.
Because over 4 days, there was no explanation for the killing of Kiko Garcia by the police officer. And his mother said he was a choir boy and had these children and whatever. Turned out that Kiko had 27 arrests or something like that, was the head of a major drug gang, and there was actually an audio recording of Kiko threatening to kill the police officer, and the riots never should have taken place. Now, I don't know if there are – I mean, I did find out a day later that the man was wanted. There was a warrant for his arrest for domestic violence, sexual abuse, whatever. I have no idea what connection that has to it. They were responding to a domestic violation, domestic abuse call. But then we have no facts. We know that, and then we see the man running into the car, and we see him get shot. So everything after that, I got to speculate. So I don't know if the cops acted properly, improperly, criminally. So as the mayor, I would try to put the facts out. And if the facts weren't available yet, I would give a speech to my city and ask the governor to join me
right. And
say, wait, you know, wait. Wait until we get the facts. That's what we have a criminal justice
and
for.
That's true, Mr. Mayor, but they're coming from the outside now, the Black Lives Matter group. They've torched countless buildings, destroyed lives.
Yeah, that shouldn't happen. Even if the police acted horribly,
yep. That
shouldn't happen.
I hear you. So they have 120.
This only happens in Democrat cities. This doesn't happen in a Republican city. It never happened to me. I had 3 very questionable police shootings, one totally justified, one totally unjustified, and one that was very questionable where the police eventually got acquitted we had demonstrations for 4 months and we didn't have a single riot. Because they knew if they rioted on me, the first one would get arrested, the second one would get arrested, the third one would get arrested. And if I had to arrest 10,000 people, I would do it. You just don't get to riot. You don't get to throw things. You don't get to bang up things. You don't get to smash things. When that happens, you have an indulgent mayor who doesn't know the difference between law and uncivilized behavior and dangerous behavior. So, you don't let it start in the first place.
So when
every single one of these mayors.
I hear you. Mr. Mayor, I got to bring it to the fact that we saw 7 shots of this guy getting into a car and there were kids in the back.
No, I hear you.
But let's just talk about the incident for a second. I want you to hear Doc Rivers, who you might know because he starred for the Knicks for years and just personifies class. Now the coach of the Clippers. Here's what he said. Cut 35.
Just watching the Republican convention and this feeling, this fear. Right? Like, all you hear Donald Trump and all of them talking about fear. We're the ones getting killed. We're the ones getting shot. We're the ones that we're denied to live in certain communities. We've been hung. We've been shot. And all you do is keep hearing about fear. It's amazing why we keep loving this country, and this country does not love us back.
Your reaction. I don't hear the fear.
That's a totally ridiculous statement. It's a totally ridiculous thing about loving this country, et cetera. Look, the danger of getting shot by a cop is about 0.1%. The danger of being shot and killed by another black is about 99%. So for every 8 or 10 people that are shot by cops every year, 7,000 are killed by other black men. So, hey, Doc, how about we deal with that and stop blaming it on the cops? Yes, they make a mistake once in a while. But why are they in your neighborhood 10 times more than anybody else's neighborhood? Because they don't like you, or because you're killing each other 10 times more than anybody else, and they're trying to protect the innocent victims that your people are killing, like that little boy, Devil Gardner, who was shot. How come his life doesn't matter, Doc? How come Captain Dorn, who got shot in St. Louis, his life doesn't matter, Doc? How about the 25 people that were shot and killed by other blacks in Chicago last weekend? Don't matter, Doc. So how about you deal with the real problem and stop the bull? The real problem is the heavy level of crime in the black community. Now, I have the right to say this because nobody saved more black lives than I did when I reduced homicide by 65%. 75% of those homicides were of black people. And I took cops out of white neighborhoods where the white neighborhoods had voted for me, and they were angry at me for doing it. And I put them in Harlem, and I put them in Bedford-Stuyvesant, and I saved thousands of lives. Well,
gotcha.
Elijah Cummings never did that. Charlie Rangel never did that. I don't think Doc Rivers ever did that.
Mr. Mayor, I got to bring you to the last thing. We only got 90 seconds. That's a good point, but 90 seconds left. So far, the RNC has hit 2 home runs in my mind. What about yours?
And I put 70 cops in prison in my life as a prosecutor. So, and one of the cops that was involved in an incident went to jail for 25 years for abusing a black man. So I know the difference.
Gotcha.
And I know when you can mislead people. And what Doc is doing is seriously misleading the African-American community. It's the con job the Democrats have played on them for 50 years, probably described best in Horowitz's book, Blitz.
Right. Mayor Giuliani, thanks so much. We'll see you today. We'll listen to you today on WABC, which you can get online, WABC.com.
Take care.
You'll also have you'll be live in the local area with great access to the president and the White House as the president gets ready to speak tomorrow. But tonight, it's about the vice president, and it's about up-and-coming stars like Dan Crenshaw, all coming your way. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
This is House Call for Health. Pandemics and politics. In his long career in public health, Dr. Anthony Fauci thought he'd seen it all. He was on the front line battling AIDS and SARS and anthrax. But in an online chat with Georgetown University, Dr. Fauci says the political divide over the COVID-19 crisis is unlike anything he's ever seen. He calls it a perfect negative storm.
Where you have people who are on political different sides of whatever a particular issue is, but it gets thrown into the public health. So it's a statement, you know, masks, no masks, or this or not that. It shouldn't be that way. The public health challenge is a challenge for everybody.
Dr. Fauci says political points of view should play no role in COVID-19, and he'll keep fighting to get the word out that this is a serious public health problem affecting us all. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind, 1980.
5 seconds to the gold medal.
The jury took less than 2 hours to reach its verdict. Remarkably fast when you consider they had 33 separate murders to consider.
I can't say at this moment what other nations will not go to the Summer Olympics in Moscow. Ours will not go.
I aim to try and tap that great American spirit that opened up this completely undeveloped continent from coast to coast and made it a great nation.
This individual, Mr. Chapman, came up behind him and called to him, Mr. Lenin, and then in a combat stance, he emptied the Charter Arms 38 caliber gun that he had with him and shot John Lennon.
News as it happened. News as it happened.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A teenager that started a pet sitting service to donate to senior dogs makes today's Dean's List. Meena Kumar says she knows what it's like to feel alone in the world and needing a little love. She says she was abandoned in a basket on a college campus in India. And that's why she says she's drawn to dogs that are most often overlooked. Senior dogs living out their golden years in animal shelters. And it's her mission to help support second chances for dozens of dogs, even after being told she was too young to volunteer. Meena says more people need to look into adopting senior dogs because they give you the same unconditional love as any other dog. The 14-year-old's love for dogs began when she was just a little girl. She says she enjoyed visiting the aging dogs at the rescue, but she was too young to volunteer. So instead, she decided to raise money for them because you're never too young to start a business. Meena says she feels all dogs should get a forever home, just like she did. Janice Dean, Fox News.
show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
So now I'd like to invite John's wife, Jamie, to join us as I grant John, I'm not sure you know this, a full pardon. So I don't know if you know that, Jamie. Come on over here. It's just an honor. And you have done incredible work. Congratulations to both.
Thank you, sir.
Richard, thank you very much for the job you do.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Now, Van Jones on CNN did not like that, but the Karl Rove, let's bring him in. You can follow Karl Rove at Karl Rove on Twitter. Karl, welcome back. Great analysis. What do you think about that moment?
Well, an unusual moment because, you know, it's granting a presidential pardon as part of a political convention. But people are going to quibble about that, but deeply emotional and deeply powerful. I mean, here's a man who his story is remarkable. He is befriended by the man who arrested him. And when he emerges from prison, he's found faith and has now devoted his life to helping others come out of prison and return to a life in normal society. And you have to, that's what America's about. It's about second chances.
I think so. The president talked about surprises. When I heard he was going to appear all four nights, I thought, oh, my goodness, four speeches. But it's not. It's swearing in legal immigrants, and it's doing things like that. We're learning about a bank robber who reformed, who befriended the man who arrested him. This should be a movie. And then he ends up getting pardoned. This is very different. For you love history and history of this stuff. Are you okay with this?
Well, look, it's not unusual for the candidate to appear every night. George W. Bush appeared by a satellite making his way to the Philadelphia convention in 2000. So it's not unusual. What's unusual is it's a sitting president. And look, this is a decision by the president in unusual times to do these events from the White House. And I hear the Democrats out there criticizing, and I hear that. But I don't remember them criticizing when Jimmy Carter literally announced his reelection campaign in 1980 in the East Room of the White House. It was a political rally in the White House. So we are in different times. The president has made, I think, extraordinarily effective use thus far of the powers of incumbency. And, the people out of power get to gripe about it, and the people in power get to take advantage of it.
How do you feel about Mike Pompeo coming to you from Israel? I want you to hear what the critics are saying about it as he talks about the foreign policy. But the people that are upset by it, predictably, are Nancy Pelosi. And here's what she said, cut 27.
Well, it's appalling. And, of course, we've not seen this by anyone. As you said, it's a record show, Democratic or Republican. The image is something that's going to say, look at us. We're here in Israel making a speech to the Republican National Convention, violating our values in terms of the bipartisanship and our support for Israel, violating in many ways what he told his own employees. That they are not allowed. It would be a violation of the law if they were to engage in partisan activities. I mean, the Rose Garden is ridiculous. That shouldn't be happening. But who cares?
She's unhinged about Trump. She just despises him at a level that makes George Bush look like her best friend.
Yeah, well, look, if you say something, you ought to act that way. So if she is upset about the violation of what she considers to be norms, then maybe she shouldn't have stood behind the President of the United States at the State of the Union address and ripped up his speech sort of petty display of her petulance and anger and hatred of the man. So, look, are we in a bad place in American politics? Yes. Are we in a place, though, where one of the people complaining about it is violating those same norms? Yeah, absolutely we are. I mean, Speaker Pelosi, I understand why she's angry. She has been stymied by this president in so many ways. And but, you know, that doesn't justify her behavior or give her a free path to criticize him without acknowledging that she herself is violating norms in many, many ways. Think about this. Our country is in a grave situation.
And there seems to be widespread agreement that there are simple steps that we need to take. We need to think about what we do to extend some level of additional support for people that are on unemployment. Maybe not $600 more a week than they would normally get, but something. We're running out of airspeed and altitude on the PPP program, which gives loans, forgivable loans to small businesses to keep their workforces involved. And the point, you know, the Republicans have a $1 trillion plan. She has a $3 trillion plan. The White House sits down and, in good faith, led by Mark Meadows, begins to negotiate. I talked to a senator who was privy to those negotiations. The Democrats would say, we want, you know, $150 billion for X. And the Republicans would come in and say, well, we're prepared to give you, you know, $100 billion for X. And the Democrats would say, no, we've decided we need $300 billion for X. The senator in question is one of the most mild-mannered, thoughtful people on the face of the planet, desperately trying to find areas of agreement where they could each compromise and move forward. And yet, in negotiations led by Nancy Pelosi with her little Sherpa boy, Chuck Schumer, what happened is that Pelosi would raise the ante. And why? Because she thought that she could score political points by forcing the administration to either totally cave or not end up with a bill, and she could blame them for it. Well, shame on her. This is a moment where you need to put partisanship aside, and just as we did in 2008 with the TARP bill, find a way to get something done that will help the country in a moment of grave challenge.
So, Karl Rove, our guest, obviously, they've hit a lot of different areas, and I know you have pre-thought a lot of this, but working class and jobs. You could have your celebrities. I'll take a lobsterman. I'll take a steel mill worker. I'll take a rancher, a farmer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I'll take the dairy farmer from Wisconsin. I'll take the Democratic mayor of a small town in the Iron Range of Minnesota who says the jobs are coming back because of Donald Trump. And you're right, the lobsterman, I thought he was very good. I'll tell you what, I'll take the frontline workers who are meeting with the president on Monday night, and we got the truck driver, and we got that nurse who goes out of her way to say, Mr. President, I have something to say. And, yeah, no, absolutely. This is one of the things. Look, the Republicans have personalized the message, and they've shown the enormous diversity of voices within their party. And like Daniel Cameron last night, I thought he was terrific. A home run. And the Democrats can't help themselves. There is the elegant, thoughtful, empathetic, warm, personable First Lady of the United States, and Bette Midler goes out and says, well, she doesn't speak English. Well, look, I live in Texas. We got a lot of people who speak with an accent in Texas. You know, they don't like being told they can't speak proper English. And there's Bette Midler representing sort of the ethos of the Democratic Party, a Hollywood celebrity who goes out and slams the First Lady of the United States. I thought we were welcoming of immigrants. I thought we were welcoming of diversity. I thought we were e pluribus unum, out of many one. And then we got the voice of the Democratic Party this morning in Bette Midler.
So there was about a 2-point. I looked at the morning consult. I don't know what you think of that poll, but they said the president, Biden, got barely a bump, got two points off his convention. You know, Carl, as much as I couldn't be more impressed. And I think both of us, when we see something wrong, we say it. Even if, you know, you feel one way or another about a candidate. I could not believe how effective the first two nights were. But if they have two more nights as effective, do you project in this environment with being in a virtual convention because you don't have the loud, you know, raucous crowds and the stadiums and things like that, do you project a bounce from this?
Well, I think there'll be a bounce, but I think it'll be modest. And that's because we're in the era that we are. As I said the other day on a brilliant program with three very personable and, I think, thoughtful hosts.
Oh, I thought you were on Fox and Friends.
Yeah, I was on Fox and Friends. Okay. So, as I said the other morning, we're in an era in which there isn't much of a bounce. The last big bounces we had were in 2000, where Gore got an – he went first. His convention was first. He got an 8-point bounce. Bush's convention was second, and he got an 8-point bounce. But otherwise, we've had two out of the last four have actually seen a drop. Kerry saw a drop, and Romney saw a drop in their respective conventions. Now, President may get a slightly larger bump than Gore, because the person who holds the second convention four out of five times in the last five elections, there have been the second convention, whoever held the second convention, that party had a slightly bigger bounce. But we're a polarized country, and we shouldn't expect it to break open like it did in, say, 1992 when the combination of a great convention for Bill Clinton and the withdrawal shortly before the convention of Ross Perot gave Clinton a big bump. We're just not in that kind of an era anymore.
I want you to hear this. And this is what Hillary Clinton, you talk about unhinged. She looks like she has not slept since she lost the election in 2016. Listen to her advice for Joe Biden.
Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances, because I think this is going to drag out. And eventually, I do believe he will win if we don't give an inch.
Carl, we remember what happened with one state.
Yeah. Well, and look, I talked this morning to a very smart lawyer who follows these issues. He's concerned that there's a deliberate effort by the Democrats to plunge us into a constitutional crisis. You may not know this, but there was apparently a several-day session. It was revealed in the Boston Globe in which John Podesta, Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, was involved with political and with Pauls and lawyers, gaming out all the challenges that could be put forth to an election outcome after November. And I point to you David Rifkin and Lee Casey's article in the Wall Street Journal on the op-ed page talking about the process by which, for example, they made several points. The election, the Constitution gives Congress the right to set the date of the election. It's been set at the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November. So that's the election day. December 14th is the meeting of the Electoral College. By the 8th of December, the states have to settle on their electors by the popular vote, and if not, they have 6 days for their legislature to convene and to select the electors. But the electors have to meet on December 14th. So what happens if we have a New York primary, Democratic primary? Remember, it's late June, but we don't know until August that who's won some of those primaries. What happens if the vote count is so screwed up in states like New York and California where we've had elections take 6 or 8 weeks to get resolved? What happens if between the November 3rd and December 8th they can't count all the votes? What happens? Because by December 8th they have to have the electors selected, yeah, or they've only got 6 days for the legislature to meet and select them before the Electoral College meets on the 14th. What happens if that gets screwed up in some big states?
Listen, I read that, and that's why they keep saying things like Donald Trump will lose the election, but he won't leave. How will we get him out? I mean, wait a second. I didn't even bring that up. Because they game planned it out, and Podesta playing Donald Trump thinks all these scenarios. We're seeing it now, Carl. If you are concerned about a state deciding on a dime to suddenly mail everybody ballots, not Oregon, they're used to it, Colorado, why wouldn't you be concerned as a candidate? It's not that you don't like the post office. You don't trust the voter rolls. Governor Christie says he didn't trust the voter rolls, and he was there for 8 years. He couldn't straighten it out. But Governor Murphy trusts the voter rolls. Why would, if we want an honest outcome, there's no American that should be happy with the state deciding to mail you ballots unrequested.
That's correct. That's the sort of universal mail ballot is a real problem, because like in Nevada, they are mailing, they already did in the primary. They mailed out 200,000 ballots to people that the post office said no longer live at that address. And so they got sent. They laid in on top of the apartment mailbox. God knows what happened to them. And then some of them came back. And I was taken by a postal worker who said, "I can't believe it. We're sitting here. These are unsecured. Somebody could come in, pluck something out of pluck one of those envelopes out and vote. And who would be the wiser?" Now they do have to have verification of the signatures, and there are procedures in place, but that's part of the reason why it's so cumbersome. I'm actually going to write about this next week in the Wall Street Journal. I'm doing a bunch of research on it. Watch for my piece a week from Thursday. I'm going to write about this subject in the Wall Street Journal.
Carl, I know in athletics you peak at like 25, you know, and every once in a while there's a Tom Brady peaks at 43, right? Get it. Understood. But I'm getting, for political analysts like you, I think you're hitting your peak now. I don't know what the age bracket is, the median age bracket, but because I've never seen you more insightful and interesting.
Well, aren't you nice? And I'll send you the $20 gratuity you require each time you say something nice about me.
It'll be in the mail to
that P.O. box in the Cayman Islands that you had me send them to. So don't worry, it'll be in the mail today.
It's where I send your ballot.
Thanks, exactly.
I appreciate it. Talk to you again soon.
All the best.
You got it, sir. 1-866-408-7669. Back to wrap things up. Just a moment. For this hour, anyway, Brian Kilmeade Show.
Don't go anywhere. Brian Kilmeade will be right back.
Are you a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts? You may be entitled to compensation, no matter how long ago the abuse happened. But your time to file a claim is limited. Call 800-755-3323. That's 800-755-3323 for more information. As a result of thousands of victims filing sexual abuse claims, the Boy Scouts have filed for bankruptcy protection, and the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020, as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. As a result of this bankruptcy, a victim's compensation fund is being set up that may be worth over $1.5 billion. If you are a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts, you may be entitled to compensation. Call 800-755-3323. That's 800-755-3323. And talk to one of the compassionate counselors for more information and to see if you may qualify. Your call is completely confidential. Call 800-755-3323 today. Sponsored by Sheldon Law Group.
If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes, you need a new start. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Call 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970.
Indeed knows a lot of small businesses took a hit recently and are busy trying to figure out plans for the future. So if you're hiring, it means finding the right people is more critical than ever before. Indeed will help you find the quality candidates you need while only paying for what you need. Claim your $75 credit to get more quality candidates fast when you post your first job at Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Fox on Justice. In the past, America's elite universities were guilty of discrimination. If you were a white Christian male, you had a chance of getting into Harvard or Yale. Anyone else? Apply somewhere else. These and other schools have since changed their policies and now admit people from a fully diverse array of backgrounds, including Black Americans and other people of color. But the Justice Department doesn't see it that way. They're accusing Yale of discrimination against white applicants and Asian Americans. In their complaint, prosecutors say Yale uses race as an important factor in deciding who gets in and who doesn't, and that factor works against whites and Asians. They demand the school change its ways. But Yale is standing by its admissions policies. They say the allegations have no merit, and they consider the whole person when deciding who to admit. A similar complaint against Harvard went to trial last year. The judge rejected the claim. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
House Call for Health. People get sick from COVID-19 in all sorts of ways, and some don't get sick at all. But 5 months into this pandemic barreling through the U.S., researchers have come up with a description of what a typical COVID case looks like. They can now tell us the likely order of symptoms. First comes fever, then a cough along with muscle pain. After that, the symptoms move to your stomach with nausea and diarrhea. Researchers at USC say this is important not just so patients know what to expect, but for doctors to make a correct diagnosis and quickly begin treatment. In many cases, that could be the difference between whether someone needs to be home or in the hospital. It's also important to make sure COVID is not mistaken for the flu, which health experts say will be on the rise come this fall. The research is in the journal Frontiers in Public Health. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
We'll be right back.
listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. We've had a lot of calls, a lot of great guests, but I think it's time. The staff agrees. More to know.
More to know.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says gyms in the state can reopen September 1st, 25% capacity. I worked out for the first time in New York yesterday. Sadly, I was over at Crunch. Very few people were there. That kind of bothers me.
Did you have to wear a mask?
I wore a mask.
How was it working out?
I got used to it.
Really?
I mean, I was on the elliptical for a while, and I go, wait a second. I wore the surgical mask, not the thick one, so that
okay.
was good. Normally I walk around with, what do you call that thing that you just keep on your neck and you lift up?
Oh, was it like the neck gaiter or something
like
that?
Yeah, the gaiter. But listen, I'll work out. I just need to work out, okay? I need to get in the gym.
But to clarify, the first time you worked out at a gym in New York, you've been working out this whole time.
I have been working out. I have been.
Don't let our listeners think you haven't.
The Peloton also has been fantastic. And I'm still going to do that. Next. New Jersey has the least sexy accent in the U.S., according to a survey, while New York came in second. The top 10 sexiest accents, according to people I don't know, Texas, New York, Boston, Alabama, 4, Chicago, 5. Wait, how could you be the least sexiest and most sexiest?
I'm not sure. Well, I don't understand if New Jersey is awful, but New York is great. They're pretty close to each other.
I'm pretty sure. But you can tell the difference if you are studied. I just know in our business, you're best to lose it all. Next. Lucky Charms marshmallows are available in limited-time pouches. Nobody likes the Lucky Charms marshmallows. They actually crunch.
You're wrong. There are
no way.
My 3-year-old is obsessed, and our neighbor is very kind and buys Lucky Charms just for him. He just picks out the marshmallows.
Can I just bring this up and don't take it personal?
Yeah.
Your 3-year-old has an immature palate.
He needs to grow. He needs to be more sophisticated.
Just Magical marshmallows will be sold in 6-ounce packages for $3.99, featuring 8 flavors typically included in cereal boxes.
I'm just concerned about the sugar high my son's going to have once these are purchased for him.
And lastly, I'll ad lib it. Speaking of high, our mayor is always high. We know that. That's been an issue. He is now saying in New York City, eating establishments, people who want to have indoor dining, they're just middle class and rich. He's not concerned about that. He's not concerned about 25,000 eateries, 200,000 workers. I have news for you. If you want a burger in a diner or a pizza in a pizza place, you're not rich, you're hungry.
Are you a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts? You may be entitled to compensation, no matter how long ago the abuse happened. But your time to file a claim is limited. Call 800-755-3323. That's 800-755-3323 for more information. As a result of thousands of victims filing sexual abuse claims, the Boy Scouts have filed for bankruptcy protection, and the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020, as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. As a result of this bankruptcy, a victim's compensation fund is being set up that may be worth over $1.5 billion. If you are a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts, you may be entitled to compensation. Call 800-755-3323. That's 800-755-3323. And talk to one of the compassionate counselors for more information and to see if you may qualify. Your call is completely confidential. Call 800-755-3323 today. Sponsored by Sheldon Law.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The State of Israel came into existence in 1948. Although the United States was the first country to recognize Israel, they were under attack almost immediately. UN Representative Abba Eban speaks on Israel's nationhood.
It would seem to me that after 3,000 years, the time has arrived to accept Israel's nationhood as a fact. For here is the only state in the international community which has the same territory, speaks the same language and upholds the same faith as it did 3,000 years ago. How grotesque would be an international community which found room for 127 sovereign units and which did not acknowledge the sovereignty of that people which had given nationhood its deepest significance and its most enduring grace.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. In Louisiana, Saturday afternoon, President Trump praised government helping agencies who were assisting folks affected, that is, by Hurricane Laura this past week.
FEMA has delivered 2.6 million liters of water and 1.4 million meals, and that's a lot of meals. So you're pretty busy, I guess, Pete, right? That's incredible. Great job. Your people are incredible.
After touring parts of the Bayou State, Mr. Trump flew to southeast Texas to survey the damage done there and then flew back to Washington. Authorities say two St. Louis police officers were shot, one of them seriously wounded, Saturday evening while responding to a report of a shooting on the south side of the city by a suspect who at last check remained barricaded inside a house. Metropolitan Police Department Chief John Hayden said one officer was shot in the head and was very critically injured. Added the other officer suffered a leg wound, both taken to nearby hospitals. One House Democrat wants to know if intel agencies are secretly looking at members of Congress.
California Democrat Congresswoman Anna Eshoo, a senior member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, asked two intelligence agencies on Friday if surveillance had been conducted on members of Congress in the last decade. In a letter to the heads of the National Security Agency and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, Eshoo raised alarm over allegations in a book published earlier this year by journalist Barton Gellman. The book included claims about an NSA surveillance tool used by former contractor Edward Snowden to allegedly search for communications associated with a House member's publicly listed official email address where constituents can contact their office. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Belarus, shaken by 3 weeks of massive protests against its authoritarian president, cracked down Saturday hard on news media, deporting some foreign journalists and revoking the accreditation of many Belarusian journalists. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor, effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
A ship in the Mediterranean with over 200 migrants aboard sent out a message it needs immediate assistance. We get the latest from the BBC's Andy Moore.
The 10-meter-long pink and white boat is decorated with a Banksy picture of a young girl holding a heart-shaped life jacket. It's named Louise Michel after a 19th-century French anarchist. The activists who crew the vessel say it's currently overloaded with 219 migrants from Libya and is unable to maneuver. One person is said to have died, and 33 are in a life raft alongside the ship. It's claimed multiple calls to rescue authorities in Malta and Italy have gone unanswered.
Far-right extremists have tried to storm the German parliament building Saturday following a protest against the country's pandemic restrictions. Police said they were intercepted and forcibly removed. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Gap reported earning $130 million in face mask sales alone last quarter.
The company said it sold face masks to both consumers and businesses. While overall net sales were down for the quarter due to pandemic-induced closures and changing consumer demands, the company did report a 95% increase in online net sales compared to the same time period last year. Large swaths of the U.S. have mandated face coverings in places where social distancing is not achievable, causing the demand for face masks to surge. Patrick Frost reporting.
AAA reports the average price for a gallon of regular grade gas this week, $2.23 a gallon. That's 4 cents more than last week, a nickel more than last month, but 36 cents less than a year ago. The association attributes the jump in price both to demand and the anticipation of distribution disruption due to Hurricane Laura. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadero is now making dental work more affordable by offering a dental discount savings plan annual membership. The dental discount savings plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadero. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
And a rising star on the Republican side, Senator Tom Cotton, prominent role, speaking role on Thursday, the last day of the RNC. And finally, we're through two very atypical DNCs, RNCs, because we're in this time of the pandemic. And I thought, no question, I think even Democrats would have to admit that this was, Republicans were much better. The human stories from lobstermen to ranchers to farmers to reform convicts to the parents of hostages to the hostages themselves to immigrants being now legal immigrants being sworn in, becoming American citizens to great speeches along the way to up and coming African American politicians like the attorney general in Kentucky to people talking about Donald Trump, the person, not only the family member. We heard about his family. But we also heard from his friends, and we also heard what he's like behind closed doors from people like Tim Scott. So I think that all those people who said he's not ready for the job, he's not up for the task, the horrible things and the way he's characterized and the way they claim that he is overseas and looked at, America's looked at around the world, that was pushed back on hard. How effective? My hunch is very effective, and I'll explain in a second. First, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
And now, after a moment of silence that lasted 42 seconds, the Mets are exiting the field after a poignant moment that the Mets and Marlins will not be playing baseball tonight. And a Black Lives Matter shirt left on top of home plate.
Sports, pause. The message from baseball, soccer, basketball is the shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha can't stand. It's too much to handle. Race and law enforcement, intolerable situations, so they just didn't play. In your mind, is this laudable or deplorable?
Number two.
The Republican convention is designed for one purpose, to soothe Donald Trump's ego. He's the president of the United States, and it's not supposed to be about him.
Really? The convention about his reelection? Exactly what I was thinking. It shouldn't be about the president. Dems in their press corps respond to the president's speech and his attacks on their candidate, Joe Biden. Oddly, when it came to attacking back, it was Joe's running mate who got the nod. Missed 3%, Kamala Harris. Why?
Number one.
My fellow Americans, tonight with a heart full of gratitude and boundless optimism, I profoundly accept this nomination for President of the United States.
RNC wraps up in majestic fashion on the South Lawn of the White House. Four stunningly successful, effective days for the Republicans as they sold their cause, their accomplishments, and their president. Will it resonate with independents, undecideds, suburban moms? The president's got to get all three if he wants to win with 10 weeks to go. And now let's bring in Geraldo Rivera. Geraldo is another theme, the place you used to live, New York City. Rudy Giuliani says if we elect Biden, the whole country will be like the whole country will get what de Blasio's done to New York City. People get that because they see how bad the city is now.
Well, the numbers don't lie, Brian. I mean, we're at levels of violence. It has surged so terribly. There were levels unseen in decades. I mean, literally in decades since 1990. And you know, that plus the anarchy and the looting and the disruption. You know, I think that every brick thrown through every window, every store looted is a vote lost to Joe Biden. I believe that the president has reversed Biden's lead. I think it's a tie right now, and I think the momentum clearly is in the president.
Do you believe it's a tie? I believe the indication is, and I've always said this, the day that Joe Biden starts campaigning again is the day that the internal show we're getting this is getting close. And that clearly, when they said that he's going to campaign after Labor Day, and we saw him twice yesterday on MSNBC, then I thought, game on. And that, is that what you thought, or do you have a different marker?
My feeling about this is based, if I was going to point to things other than my sentiment, my sense of it, I would go to the Trafalgar poll and the other one I mentioned on Fox and Friends this morning in Minnesota. Minnesota went for Hillary Clinton in 2016. She won by 2 or 3 percentage points. Now that poll shows a tie in Minnesota, Biden-Trump, 47-47. And it's obviously a result, a reaction to what's happened in Minneapolis, the jewel of Minnesota that has been trashed and destroyed and looted and raped. I think that people in Minnesota, however liberal they may be in their political philosophies and in their personal lifestyles, they look at what's happened and the lawlessness and the disorder and the danger and what it's done to the reputation of the Twin Cities, and they're jumping ship. And if that state is in play, a state that the Democrats carried in 2016, here in Ohio also, I think it's going to be a similar situation. I think that these swing states throughout the Midwest are going to go Trump's way. The people, you know, everybody wants social justice, or almost everybody wants social justice. Absolutely everybody wants law and order. I mean, you can't have a world where you're afraid for your children or your spouse, your property, and disorder. I mean, civilization is based on, you know, a thread that we honor other people's private property. We respect people, regardless of their race, color, creed, or religion. I mean, that's, it's a very fragile setup. If the world becomes, the looters have the free access, private property means nothing. We can trash a store, you can beat up a storekeeper, you can do whatever. That kind
Geraldo,
of.
Geraldo, you saw Rand Paul, and that is happening. I was watching raw footage online from the Daily Caller. Go to thedailycaller.com, see it. People just who walked out, one of the thousands that were there on the South Lawn, they were being harassed in a way they probably never were in their lives just by being a Trump supporter and walking out of the White House by the hundreds. And the vicious things they're saying, and these couples being harassed as they walk to their hotel room. And you really can't do anything. Geraldo, as great, as tough as you are, you can't take on 100 people. And it's just not possible, especially if you have your wife with you. So this is happening more and more. And Rand Paul said he would have been killed, he thought, if the cops didn't happen to stumble upon him and provide security. We're getting to a point of no return now.
The effect of that, though, Brian, on society and on this election is, I'm glad that Senator Paul and his wife are safe. It is disgusting what happened to them. But they are, in a sense, martyrs for the president and the Republican Party, to the extent that their humiliation at the hands of the mob, the fear that they experienced with their lives threatened by anarchists and kids who are totally out of control. Now people are going to see what happened to the senator, and that's another tale to go with the Minneapolis, Oakland, Portland,
yep,
Seattle, Chicago, New York, and I think that this all resounds to the president's benefit politically. I hate what happened, but I see the political effect of it will be exactly the opposite of what that mob intended.
My feeling is that there is interstate criminal traffic being paid for across state lines, but you won't know it unless you arrest them. Otherwise, you just think, oh, these are the, you know, some normal hoodlums from a big city. I promise you that at least some of the members and the people who attacked us were not from D.C. They flew here in a plane. They've all got fresh new clothes, and they were paid to be here. It is a crime to do that, and it needs to be traced. The FBI needs to investigate, but the only way you can do it is you have to arrest people. And usually we say, oh, well, you didn't get hurt, so we're not going to arrest them. They were inciting a riot, and they would have killed us had the police not been there.
And they need to be debriefed. They got earpieces. A lot of them have, whether they're bats or bricks. I mean, there's an order to the disorder.
I hear that there's a major FBI probe of Antifa going on right now. I think that the Attorney General Bill Barr is committed to it, and I believe that they are using enabling legislation like RICO statutes to go after them, the same kind of devices they use to go after organized crime. I think that there will be, and remember, you've got 2 full months before the election. I think before then, you're going to see not only the Durham report on how they tried to sabotage the president at that level, but also you're going to see these anarchists exposed as organized criminals who have used the senator is absolutely right, interstate travel to arm themselves. They've used communications that are also federally regulated. I believe that you're going to see some high-profile arrests of some masterminds because this is absolutely intolerable, Brian.
And lastly, Geraldo, I'm seeing Melania's former assistant speaking, writing a book. I'm seeing Bob Woodward write a book. Somebody else is writing an anti-Trump book, Trump versus the United States. We see the Michael Cohen book is coming out. There is a push. There is a fear that Donald Trump's going to win again. I think this is all part of it. John Bolton writes a book. Mary Trump writes a book. Mary Trump's aunt, Trump's sister, is taped. I've never seen such. Usually there's one of these things. This is all in the next 3 months.
It's all because of ratings or book sales. I mean, he's a very controversial figure. He's had a very, a checkered personal life. There's plenty of juicy stuff about Donald Trump that the people have been hearing. With Access Hollywood was the last time around those tapes. They've been hearing a lot about Trump, and they have rejected it as irrelevant. Every one of these naysayers, including King Rat, Michael Cohen, who was, you know, it's one thing when your family stabs you in the back, but when your attorney does it. I mean, where's lawyer-client privilege? Where's the relationship? He's such a dog, Michael Cohen. And I know stories about him. I could go on and on. But my point is, this is the Teflon president in the sense that those stories are yanny, as long as he hasn't used his office, as long as these things haven't, bled over into him as president in his official capacity, I think it's all noise. I think the Woodward book will be interesting. I think Woodward is relatively fair, although he is a Democrat.
And the president cooperated. The president sat down with him 14 times.
I think that that book might be actually illuminating in some respects, but also irrelevant to the way people vote on November 3rd, I think. Ultimately, what you have now is a feeling. One guy is for America the good. The other guy is America the divided. And I really believe that Trump has tied a race he was way behind in. And I think that now he's got all the momentum, and Biden better get out of the basement.
Who are you voting for?
Well, I'm leaning toward the president. I'm undecided, but I could vote for Kanye. I'm not sure, but I'm not going to vote for Biden no matter what.
Geraldo Rivera and Kanye West, if he named you as his running mate, you'll definitely vote for him. If he's smart, he would.
He's on the ballot here in Ohio.
Well, that's gonna help. I would love to see the president get more of the African American vote because that would be the biggest proof that there might be some unity in the country.
He's doing all the right things. I, I really believe that, you know, it's particularly African-American men. Men, ironically, like Kanye, are waking up to the fact that, he is a president who respects them. He gets the whole police violence thing. He wants you to be successful. He wants you to be rich. He wants you to be someone who, you know, can spread the wealth. I think that Trump's got it.
And I also heard him say he wants me to be as rich as you, which I said, Mr. President, let me handle that. Don't get involved in my life, okay, if that's possible.
You should have had a talk show, Brian.
I know. I wish I had one. You ruined it for everybody. No one will ever be as good as you. Thanks, Geraldo. Appreciate
it.
All right, 1-866-408-7669. I see you up there in Arizona. I see you in Virginia Beach, and I see you around the country. We'll get to both those calls, actually seven of those calls. I'm going to be really ambitious in just a moment.
Challenging conventional thought and wisdom.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Are you a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts? You may be entitled to compensation, no matter how long ago the abuse happened. But your time to file a claim is limited. Call 800-755-3323. That's 800-755-3323 for more information. As a result of thousands of victims filing sexual abuse claims, the Boy Scouts have filed for bankruptcy protection, and the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020, as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. As a result of this bankruptcy, a victim's compensation fund is being set up that may be worth over $1.5 billion. If you are a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts, you may be entitled to compensation. Call 800-755-3323. That's 800-755-3323. And talk to one of the compassionate counselors for more information and to see if you may qualify. Your call is completely confidential. Call 800-755-3323 today. Sponsored by Sheldon Law Group.
Hiring the best people can transform your business and help take it to another level. Indeed can certainly help you find those talented people. We have nearly three-quarters of all job seekers in the U.S., according to ComScore, and smart tools to help you find the best candidate for you. Indeed also provides flexibility to only pay for what you need and won't lock you into any long-term contracts. Claim your $75 credit to get more quality candidates fast when you post your first job at Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
In uncertain times, you can be certain of this. The Salvation Army is serving those most in need with help and hope. Thanks to your donations, the Salvation Army is helping those affected by COVID-19, those who've lost wages, who have no home to retreat to, who need food, help with utilities, and most of all, hope. To see how you can continue to make a difference, visit givewestwood.org, givewestwood.org.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A store owner in Boston that gives free piano lessons makes today's Dean's List. 23-year-old John Capron had been browsing Remarkable Cleanout's antique store in Norwood, Massachusetts with his girlfriend when he found a $200 Whitney piano for sale. After asking a sales associate for permission to play, the self-taught piano player sat down to play a heartfelt rendition of Don't Stop Believin' by Journey. And the sales associate filmed a video of the impromptu sing-along. The video went viral. After John identified himself, store owner Mark Waters offered to give him the piano for free. But then he changed his mind. Instead, Mark decided to surprise John with a $3,000 Steinway piano that had been sitting in the back of the store. When Mark unveiled the gift to John, the student burst into tears. He says he wishes he could do it every day. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Trey Byers. Byers co-wrote, produced, and stars in The 24th based on the true story of the 1917 Houston riot, a deadly riot when an all-black U.S. infantry regiment rioted in response to police brutality. Byers spoke about the importance of bringing this history to the screen.
I believe if we don't learn what happened in the past, we are doomed to repeat it.
The 24th is Byers' first project after 5 years on Empire, and he says film has always been his passion.
I feel like everything that I've been doing, whether it's going to school, school, more extra work, finally getting into television, doing films, and now being a lead in this film. It just feels like the playground is wide open.
Byers says he took a lot from his time on Empire and getting to work with his co-stars.
I mean, there's so many people that came, you know, through those doors and so many opportunities to learn and grow.
And while the show concluded in April, Taraji P. Henson has an announced Cookie Lion spinoff.
She worked so hard in Empire, and let's just be honest, the reason people watch the show.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1994. Senator Ted Kennedy.
Jackie would have preferred to be just herself, but the world insisted that she be a legend, too.
Police in Anaheim say they are following a white Ford Bronco, and that is O.J. Simpson with a gun to his head.
You guys have got to be strong because you are, which I just know, I just feel in my heart that you're okay, but you got to take care of each other.
Susan Smith has been arrested and will be charged with two counts of murder in connection with the deaths of her children.
It's not a Republican victory. It's not a Democratic victory. It is the American people making a set of choices.
Can you get someone over here now to 325 Gretna Green? He's back. Please.
Okay, what does he look like?
He's O.J. Simpson. I think you know his record.
News as it happened then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Well, your responsibility is to take action. I don't know that protest is an action. I think each guy has a personal thing. I would beg them to take action, find a cause, and either support it financially or do something to change the situation, because protesting doesn't do crap, in my opinion. I've been saying it since 1968.
Bruce Arians, head coach of the Tampa Bay Bucks with Tom Brady as his quarterback, said, okay, I'm not sure what Tampa Bay did. I know the Jets walked out of practice. The Giants didn't. Other people walked out. I guess the Jaguars thought about doing it. They had two meetings, ended up practicing anyway. Baseball had their protests, their walk-offs, Mets and Marlins. I think the Giants and Dodgers canceled their game. I'm not really sure why you're protesting just what happened in Kenosha and not the 62 dead, including a three-year-old child in New York City on random shooting. Black-on-black crime should matter just as much on a police officer shooting a black person before we even know if the facts of the case. That's my problem with this whole thing. Victoria online in Rhode Island. Hey, Victoria, we're talking about the election.
Hey, how's it going, Brian?
Good. What's on your mind?
Hi. I'm just talking about how I am a mail carrier, and I was listening yesterday and how you were talking about that we might not be able to handle the volume. And I believe that we could handle the volume. It's not that that we would struggle with, but it would be not knowing who's actually at that address. Because I'm what's called a CCA, and I move from route to route to route. So I have no idea who's at an address.
Good point. And we don't know. If the ballot comes to me and I'm sitting there at an apartment and the other tenant who was there before me, I get his ballot and I want Trump to win, I'll fill it out for Trump. I wouldn't personally, but that's illegal. But people will do it in a second. We're not cracking down on police assaults. We're not going to crack down on this. Just judging by Lori Loughlin, we also cracked down on her. But besides that, no one gets arrested anymore. So why not? Just fill out the ballot. It came to me. I filled it out. So to me, it just hurts Biden as much as Trump, and they should both stand together on this, don't you think?
I 100% agree, especially with apartment buildings and, like, even beach routes, which I'm on. Half these people don't even have mailboxes. How are they going to get their ballots to vote?
Great point. And, Victoria, I'm one of these people who do not put down the post office. I appreciate what you do. Thanks so much. Missy, listening online in West Virginia. Missy.
Hey. Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to make two quick points, if you'll let me. Trump is not responsible for anybody dying for coronavirus, and here's why. I was a cop for 20 years. I have been exposed to pretty much every communicable disease that's out there on the planet. I've also been inoculated against them. So at any time that I was exposed to those diseases, at some point my body was fighting them off, and I was shedding those diseases. That's what Fauci keeps telling us. You're shedding the disease, and you're going to give it to other people. So you're telling me that I should have just sat at home and not did my job because I may have, might have exposed somebody to what I was carrying, and I was going to kill them by 3 degrees of separation? Is that even reasonable to think that way?
No, I hear you. Thanks, Missy. Good point. Always love your real-life experiences. Meanwhile, I thought Karl Rove had the best column yesterday. He talked about Joe Biden acting like it didn't have to be this bad. Joe Biden telling Donald Trump, if you were better at this, it wouldn't have been this bad. He would have just said 36,000 lives had you acted 2 weeks earlier. Nobody has any idea where he got that number. We know he was personally doing rallies up until May 9th.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download Perino and Steierwald. I'll tell you what.
Right now, we are at the very heart of the point of lightly attached partisans are now receiving. The bat signals are up. It's the home stretch. It's time to come home and remember the good times. Remember what you love about the party and remember why you hate those other guys. So that's why there are convention bounces.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News.
We're a nation founded on principles, on freedom.
With leaders who've changed the course of human civilization.
When we take part in democracy, we control our destiny.
We exercise our rights and hold our leaders accountable.
And we always speak our mind.
We may be separated by issues,
but we're united by a common truth.
America's ultimate power lies in her people.
Democracy 2020, it's in your hands. Fox News, America is watching.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are on radio and podcasts. Trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download and listen to The One with Craig Gutfeld.
Kat, I know that you are not particularly pleased with this decision to pick Kamala Harris.
Everyone keeps pointing to the fact that she was so mean to him in the debates. To me, it's not weird because you got the guy that wrote the 1994 crime bill and you have a draconian prosecutor. I think they're really a match made in heaven.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News. Did you hear the news? Now you can. With instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines. Daily coronavirus developments. The economy and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News. America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest when you need it. On demand from Fox News and Amazon Alexa.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Gore Vidal is best known as an American novelist and known as one of the most prominent liberal public intellectuals of the 20th century. Here is Vidal in the early 60s on the political state of art in the U.S.
You are born into a society and you are shaped by it, whether you know it or not, whether you like it or not. Each of us is born into a prison of received opinion, of superstition, and of prejudices. Now, one of the functions of art is to try and define the prison. A, the artist must know he's in it, and many of them don't, and those are the bad artists. They just take it for granted. This is the way things are. They don't know that there are worlds, as Shakespeare said, there is a world elsewhere. They don't see anything past these bars. The prison is going to break you eventually, but you can at least get a look out. And it's the lookout that is art.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This
This is Fox on Justice. It was an early August Friday night in New York's East Village during the summer of COVID. City officials claim they were getting complaints about the Cloister Cafe. People in the area said large groups were gathering, drinking, and not social distancing, a violation of city and state pandemic rules. And so police raided the place. They say there were around 50 customers milling about. One told police he'd paid $5,000 for a table. As a result, New York State suspended the Cloister Cafe's liquor license. And now, the cafe is suing in federal court. The cafe's lawyers say they want a restraining order because the owners are being harmed every day they can't operate. The lawyers say the raid resulted from social media videos, not complaints. Officials deny that. It's believed to be the first challenge of New York's COVID rules before a federal judge. The state liquor authority claims it's just enforcing health restrictions during the pandemic. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
You want truth, you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
The Trump team gave us empathy we never received from the Obama administration. The Obama administration said it was doing everything it could. The Trump administration is. Let me just say this. Kayla should be here. If Donald Trump had been president when Kayla was captured, she would be here today.
Wow, and that is so effective. I thought one of the great moments. You have Alice Johnson talking about the First Step Act and getting out of prison. You have Debbie Flood talking about, as president of Wisconsin Manufacturing Companies, how the PPP funding helped her and also helped American businesses and workers get their workers back when business was going overseas. And then you have Carl Mueller talking about his daughter. Sadly, she was killed when she was taken hostage by ISIS. But it was Robert O'Brien and President Trump who worked to get answers for her and killed al-Baghdadi. Senator Tom Cotton doesn't need to be introduced to that region. He fought there. He is a former infantryman, served in the Army, and now serves Arkansas as senator. Senator Tom Cotton, who did a great job in his speech last night. Welcome back, Tom.
Hey, Brian. It's good to be on with you. Thanks for having me on. And I have to agree that the Mueller's gave very powerful testimony. Of course, it's a terrible thing anytime a parent loses a child, but to lose a child in such a horrifying fashion to a monster like Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi and then being willing to speak to the world about it, it's incredibly powerful.
And what they wanted is a response. Now, I understand, you know, the negative side of dealing with hostage takers, it leads to more hostages. But there wasn't even conversation under the wire. But with the Bo Bergdahl family, the president couldn't get enough of that story.
Yeah, Brian, as they explained last night, Joe Biden, when he was Barack Obama's vice president, that entire administration said almost nothing, did almost nothing. But the president has taken a very different approach for families like the Muellers and other families who have had their loved ones detained and regrettably killed overseas. They've done everything they can to get them back, especially Robert O'Brien, for his national security advisor, was the special envoy for hostages. And where they couldn't get it back, they have, at a minimum, obtained vengeance by killing people like Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi and Qasem Soleimani, Iran's terrorist mastermind as well. That won't bring back any Americans' loved ones, but it will deliver justice to those right. who killed Americans.
And the other thing, Senator, is I just cannot believe that you had John Kerry bragging about his foreign policy and Barack Obama and Joe Biden trumpeting their efforts. What are they talking about? Under their watch, the Russians got back into the Middle East. Under their watch, Egypt was handed over to the Muslim Brotherhood. And then finally they got it back and they were upset by that. Under their watch, the red line was not enforced. Under their watch, the JV team we now know as ISIS was able to take root, almost took Iraq back and formed a country, a caliphate the size of New Jersey. I mean, to me, I'd be running when they brought up foreign policy.
Yeah, Brian, you laid out a pretty damning indictment there, and that's what I tried to do in my speech last night to explain that Joe Biden has been wrong about every major national security decision for the last 47 years, as Bob Gates, Barack Obama's own Secretary of Defense, has said. Remember, it was Joe Biden's responsibility, deputized by President Obama, to obtain a new status of forces agreement with the Iraqi government before 2011. He could not do so We withdrew the last small remnants of our troops that were holding together the fragile peace in Iraq. And what happened? Almost immediately, as I and others predicted at the time, ISIS emerged and rampaged across the Middle East. And then they put the handcuffs on our military, preventing them from effectively destroying ISIS in 2014, 15, and 16. It took President Trump to come in
right.
and to totally destroy ISIS and its caliphate, as well as its terrorist leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi.
And by the way, pick up General Mattis's book, who's not a Trump fan anymore, but he talked about his conversation with Biden and warning Biden, we can't pull out everybody. Here's why. Al-Maliki can't be trusted. Here's why. And he had no interest in anything. He said he looked right past me, made his decision, we're pulling out, it's time. But as you know, there's an alternate reality on other channels. They use this time to bash the president, even though I think at the end of the day, and I'm anxious to get your take, I think he's going to be neck and neck when these polls come out. Here is Jake Tapper. This is his review of these last 4 days. Cut 23.
You saw it this evening and the last four nights, the view of the world from Planet Trump. The view of the world as the president wishes it were. He has talked about the world and the pandemic as if almost it is over in terms of the event and how he's holding this event. A pandemic event. Nobody was social distancing with a crowd of 1,500, 2,000 individuals. Very few masks. No mass testing. It was as if we were not in the middle of a deadly pandemic.
Is this Planet Trump or is it our planet?
That's reality, Brian. The media and the Democrats, though I repeat myself, are upset. And you can tell that the convention was a success because of their hysterical reactions to it. Look, what the Democrats did last week was engage in nothing but ad hominem attacks against Donald Trump, casting aspersions on his character. They said nothing about what they would do for this country. The reason they didn't is because they want to hide their radical agenda, raising taxes by $4 trillion, opening our borders by decriminalizing illegal immigration, then giving health care at your expense to illegal immigrants while taking away your insurance on the job. And that's just a few of their crazy plans. They don't want to talk about that agenda. The media wing of the Democratic Party is upset that we expose the Democrats' radical agenda and explain why Donald Trump has made life better for so many Americans. Americans as diverse as a lobsterman from Maine, a truck driver from Ohio, a dairy farmer from Wisconsin. There's a whole host of Americans who spoke all week long and explained simply how life has gotten better for them than it was under the Obama-Biden administration. And that's the choice that Americans are going to face over these next 2 months, is who is going to make your life safer, more prosperous over the next 4 years? And the answer is clear. It's Donald Trump. The Democrats don't even try to give an answer because they know their answers are unpopular.
So if I go to Seattle and I go to the heart of Seattle, I expect to have a problem. If I go to Portland, I expect to have a problem. And now if I go to Kenosha, I expect to have a problem. But I did not think it would be this bad in Washington, D.C., where you worked. People leaving the White House yesterday were being harassed and baited, and I think their security jeopardized by these wild-ass protesters who have changed and transformed into rioters, to the point where Jim Jordan told us this morning, a championship, three-time NCAA championship wrestler, he asked for him and his wife to go with the Kevin McCarthy security detail because he saw the craziness outside. Senator Rand Paul didn't get as lucky. He actually thought his life was in danger, but he sees not anarchy. He sees an organization behind this threatening behavior. Listen.
My feeling is that there is interstate criminal traffic being paid for across state lines, but you won't know unless you arrest them. Otherwise, you just think, oh, these are the, you know, some normal hoodlums from a big city. I promise you that at least some of the members and the people who attacked us were not from D.C. They flew here in a plane. They've all got fresh new clothes, and they were paid to be here.
Number one, what do you think about that? You think this is organized harassment?
Well, so one, I do believe that the mob violence we've seen in our streets over the last 3 months does have some degree of organization and funding behind it. And the Department of Justice needs to get to the bottom of it, and they need to bring charges, not just against the street hoods, but against those who are organizing and funding the violence. Two, I'm very glad that Jim and Polly and Rand and Kelly were able to get away from the mob without being harmed. But more importantly, no normal Americans have Kevin McCarthy's security detail. They don't have D.C. police who recognize them and will form a phalanx around them. Where's the phalanx of police going to be in Kenosha, Wisconsin, for law-abiding citizens? That's why these mobs are so dangerous. And no American should be mistaken to think that they're only going to be in Washington and Portland and Seattle and Chicago. I mean, this is happening in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and if it can happen there, it can happen in your community, in your town, on your street. That's why there can be zero tolerance for rioting and looting and arson. And the Democrats simply are unwilling to do that. Their policies are what's contributing to this mob violence, and a lot of these criminals on the street are their supporters. They are not. Joe Biden is not willing to go out and give a full-throated condemnation of the kind of violence we see on the streets because he's afraid of turning off his own supporters. Americans should have that in mind when they vote in November, because Donald Trump and the Republican Party are who's going to keep you and your family safe. Joe Biden simply does not have the stomach for it. He will not do it.
Well, I just think on the Senate side, you have 23 seats to defend. And if you think about them getting rid of the filibuster, which basically Mitch McConnell says will happen, that means all their legislation will just go through. Whatever they present will go. Here's what Mitch McConnell wants everyone to understand, that when it comes to Washington, D.C. being a state, perhaps, when it comes to all Obamacare or Medicare for All being jammed down everyone's throat, if they hold the House and win the Senate and they get the White House, that's what America's going to look like. Cut 16.
We are the firewall against Nancy Pelosi's agenda. Like President Trump, we won't be bullied by a liberal media intent on destroying America's institutions. We will stand our post on behalf of the millions of Americans whose stories aren't told in today's newspapers.
So to give you America an idea of what will happen if Joe Biden gets the White House and Mitch McConnell becomes the minority leader.
Yeah, Brian, they want to fundamentally restructure American government so the center-right majority of Americans can never win an election again. Mitch McConnell laid out some of those. They want to give Washington, make Washington, D.C. a state. Washington, D.C. is a city. It is a federal city. It was designed to be such. It is 18 times smaller than Rhode Island, the smallest state in our union. Yet they want to make Washington, D.C. a city so the swamp can have two Democratic senators of its own. They want to eliminate the Electoral College, which we've used to elect presidents for our entire history. They want to pack the Supreme Court because they can't countenance a center-right majority on the Supreme Court. They want to pass Nancy Pelosi's crazy voting law that would mandate nationwide, universal mail-in balloting without photo ID and without even signature verification, Brian. They want to give amnesty to 15 to 20 million illegal immigrants with near immediate voting rights. And then that's to say nothing of the crazy policies that they would pass as well. Like, if you think once they eliminate the filibuster, they're going to be satisfied with a few more background checks on firearm sales, you are whistling past the graveyard. They are going to confiscate firearms, what Kamala Harris called mandatory buybacks. That is confiscation. That if you don't go to the local police office, if you don't go to the ATF office in your state's capital and turn in your guns, you will be a federal criminal. This is the kind of radical agenda the Democrats tried to conceal last week at their convention, but that we exposed this week at our convention, and that will be a center question of the campaign for the next 2 months.
It will, and that is a great thing you just helped our audience with, to understand that you can't say, well, there's not much of a difference between the two. There is a huge difference between the parties and the presidential candidates. Thanks so much, Senator. Great job last night.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate it.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. Every line is jammed. I'll try to get to as many as possible when we come back. We have 8 days of convention finally in our rearview mirror. I believe this thing is up for grabs. What about you?
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first, only on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Are you a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts? You may be entitled to compensation, no matter how long ago the abuse happened. But your time to file a claim is limited. Call 800-755-3323. That's 800-755-3323 for more information. As a result of thousands of victims filing sexual abuse claims, the Boy Scouts have filed for bankruptcy protection, and the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020, as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. As a result of this bankruptcy, a victim's compensation fund is being set up that may be worth over $1.5 billion. If you are a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts, you may be entitled to compensation. Call 800-755-3323. That's 800-755-3323. And talk to one of the compassionate counselors for more information and to see if you may qualify. Your call is completely confidential. Call 800-755-3323 today. Sponsored by Sheldon Law Group.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Indeed knows a lot of small businesses took a hit recently and are busy trying to figure out plans for the future. So if you're hiring, it means finding the right people is more critical than ever before. Indeed will help you find the quality candidates you need while only paying for what you need. Claim your $75 credit to get more quality candidates fast when you post your first job at Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the campaign with Bret Baier.
If we get an indication that the COVID rates are going down and at the same time see the economy sort of bouncing back up, that changes the dynamic heading into November 3rd, doesn't it? Post columnist and AEI resident fellow Mark Thiessen.
There's also the October surprise, which is Trump could walk out into the Rose Garden and say, ladies and gentlemen, Operation Warp Speed has been a success. We have a vaccine.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcast.com.
Covering a presidential election is a sacred trust.
And we take it seriously. We never stop working to get you the information you need.
From the caucuses to the conventions to election night and beyond.
We're there for you, uncovering the stories that shape the race.
Tracking the candidates and the moments that matter most.
Because this election will decide the fate of our nation.
And the future of the world.
Democracy 2020. It's in your hands. Fox News America is watching. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
To your ears. It's Brian Kilmeade.
The Democrat convention was all about Donald Trump is bad. The person, the man, he's bad. What Donald Trump laid out tonight was something much deeper. It was what will happen if the Democrats win. It's societal. It's cultural. As the president put it, he talked about speech codes and cancel culture and crushing conformity. And then he talked about the violence in the cities. That's societal. That's the implications if this continues and if the Democrats stay in charge of the cities and Joe Biden wins.
That is Ari Fleischer, who's been a brilliant analyst through this entire process. Here's going to make it tough. Jerry Falwell was really organizing the evangelical support. He has got himself involved in a scandal, left Liberty. Number two, the NRA is a mess, and they're being pursued legally by the Attorney General of New York. Pure politics, get it. But they've been big funders and supporters of the president. So what's he going to do to help that? The other thing hurting the president is no Kellyanne Conway. She really understands the electorate and is a confidant of the president. So these things are going to hurt him. What's going to help the president, what's new, is this police support, organized police support, because the Democrats have walked away and handed it over to the president. Brian, listening in Ohio. Hey, Brian.
How are you today?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I'm an independent federalist, and I think my opinion is President Trump is absolutely correct in the way he's handling this and putting the responsibility on the states and the local governments to handle this. That's what our democracy, or actually our republic, is all designed for. The other reason thing I'm thinking about is one reason why they're not stepping up, the Democrats aren't stepping up and condemning the violence and so forth is they see a long run game that when President Trump does win, this will continue to hinder his ability to function and put, unfortunately, a bad light on him, and also creates a pseudo filibuster within the House of Representatives, so they don't have to continue to do what they need to do for the country.
Maybe. I think if once this election's through, and it is really hurting Joe Biden, there's no question, because you don't really need to see the news to understand you have a friend in Portland and you're living in Oregon and you're saying, what's going on in Portland? And they say it's terrible. They don't go, that's got to be Trump's fault. They know it's not. They know that Jenny Durkin, who is an absolute travesty of a leader, which he said about Seattle when she said it's going to be a summer of love. And then when you had the mayor of Portland come out and say, let them burn themselves out. So when you have that happening, you don't need to look at Trump. They know who's to blame. It's Democrat policies and who's leading the Democratic Party. That's why I think the forces will step in. And the president will be a lot less handcuffed if he gets four more years to do the right thing. He knows if he oversteps, he becomes the problem. And I remember General Grant and reading Grant by Ron Chernow, he saw a lot of the racist stuff that was going on during Reconstruction, and he knew that if he acted too harshly, he would lose that state and lose the presidency, and the whole country would be worse off because of it. So he held his powder dry till after the election. Then he sent in the troops to get everybody organized. Mary, listening on the Fox app in Arizona. Mary.
Hello.
You're talking about mail-in voting, Mary, right?
Yes, I am. I think Nancy Pelosi is trying to steal the election. I think that she wants to play this out so we won't have the answers and she will become the president because that's what she's rooting for.
If we don't have a clear result that goes to the Speaker of the House. Mark, listening online in the Villages. Mark.
Hey, Brian, how you doing? I guess I found Hillary Clinton's stash of fireworks from 2016. Secondly, the RNC hit it out of the park, man. They did a great job. They answered people's questions. I think they need to do this every 4 years. And also, this is something that needs to be done. I think it gives a better view.
Mark sounds kind of young to be in the Villages, who had a big Biden rally last week.
Are you a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts? You may be entitled to compensation, no matter how long ago the abuse happened. But your time to file a claim is limited. Call 800-755-3323. That's 800-755-3323 for more information. As a result of thousands of victims filing sexual abuse claims, the Boy Scouts have filed for bankruptcy protection, and the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020, as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. As a result of this bankruptcy, a victim's compensation fund is being set up that may be worth over $1.5 billion. If you are a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts, you may be entitled to compensation. Call 800-755-3323. That's 800-755-3323. And talk to one of the compassionate counselors for more information and to see if you may qualify. Your call is completely confidential. Call 800-755-3323 today. Sponsored by Sheldon Law Group.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Reverend Jesse Jackson made a run for the presidency in 1984. In a speech, he apologized for remarks made referring to New York as, quote, Heimy Town.
If in my high moments I have done some good, shed some light, healed some wounds, if in my low moments, in word, deed, or attitude, through some error of temper, taste, or tone, I have caused anyone discomfort, created pain, that was not my truest self. If there were occasions when my grape turned into a raisin and my jaw bear lost its resonance, please forgive me. Charge it to my head and not to my heart.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.